people of color. So I ask you, do you honestly believe your statement and those words?
Have you read Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola? Whoever wrote that question? Have you read Medical Apartheid? You read it? No questions from the floor. I read different things, as I said to my members. If you haven't read things, then you can't. And based on the Tuskegee experiment and based on what has happened to Africans in this country, I believe our government is capable of doing anything. In fact, one of the responses to what Saddam Hussein had in terms of biological warfare was a non-question, because all we had to do was check the sales record. We sold him those biological weapons that he was using against his own people. So anytime a government can put together biological warfare to kill people and then get angry when those people use what we sold them, yes, I believe we are capable.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The neocons, the establishment liberals, fake conservative, ultra-socialists like Neil Bortz are twittering around right now, freaking out over Jeremiah Wright and his conspiracy theories of bioweapons programs against the population. There is just tens of thousands of declassified examples of marching our troops into chambers and nerve gassing, murdering our troops with extreme prejudice. That's your government. That's your country. That's how these people operate. And Reverend Jeremiah Wright, I tell you, he's absolutely on target when it comes to this subject. And you just hear that childlike neocon in the audience. What? You actually believe this? What? You're crazy. Our government suckles us and loves us. The government is run by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the Vatican, a powerful echelon controlled by the Rothschilds, and they love eugenics, they love playing God, and they have implanted every man, woman, and child of us with extremely powerful cancer-causing viruses, hundreds of them. They are spraying us, they are poisoning our water, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, almost all of these agents and viruses that have been studied are more active on people of color, though they target all Homo sapiens sapiens. But now that the human genome, through its different fronts, has gotten everybody's blood, God help us. Go ahead and laugh, cops that are listening. Go ahead and laugh. It's real funny. I know it's real funny. You're in control, aren't you? You're the big bad bosses. No, you're not. You're with us whether you like it or not. You're sitting right in the same seat as Alex Jones and Jeremiah Wright and David Duke. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew, if you're a German, if you're a gypsy, if you're an Inuit, or if you're a Mayan Indian. You are all under attack. There's only a few thousand globalists. Their system is about compartmentalization. That's why it's their symbol, the pyramid. All right, folks, the developments. Jimmy Carter is calling for a new 9/11 investigation. We are Change New York. Gary Hart, and this video is going up, coming out, saying, yes, he did write a letter to Iran warning that the U.S. government may stage attacks. Neocon David Frum, top neocon strategist, Axis of Evil speechwriter, assaults We Are Change 3 times. And thank God we've got it on video, where they claim that We Are Change had grown fangs and cut the heads off of handicapped children. We'll come back and cover it all. Ultra massive transmission. Strap yourselves in. Get ready.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stuart Howe of Los Angeles, We Are Changed. They're the folks that confronted Bill Maher on his HBO live show. They politely went up to David Frum. The video's up on InfoWars.com right now. They politely went up to David Frum, top neocon, and he assaulted them three times, slapping him on the side of the face, hitting his camera twice. And, of course, the security guard comes over and says that the people politely asking him questions have to go, but at least they didn't tase him or claim they were Al-Qaeda. If we didn't have this video, they would guaranteed say on the news that Frum was in a wheelchair and that We Are Change was in L.A., throwing babies out of incubators, creating WMDs, and, of course, barbecuing small children and beating people savagely in wheelchairs and gassing puppies and posting Al-Qaeda tapes. This is the government that creates fake gassing puppies, fake Al-Qaeda tapes, uploaded by the government, admitted. Just everything's fake with these criminals. And they just laugh at the American people caught in the left-right paradigm. I listen to every radio show, liberal, conservative, watch TV. It's all about you decide, the left and the right, fighting. The establishment has this simulated fight. We fight with each other like idiots over a left-right system. We just have to get out of it. I know I repeat that over and over again. So We Are Change coming up this hour. Then in the third and fourth hour, we're going to have G. Edward Griffin, of course, the creature from Jekyll Island fame. He's been making Patriot documentaries for, I don't know, 30, 40 years. And he's going to be in studio with us for an hour and a half today. That is coming up. But in the next hour, I want to get into eugenics, break down the Reverend Jeremiah Wright's comments. But let's play his minute 20 comments at the press club yesterday in response to a question that's got the minion, Al Sharpton, the caricature of a black leader, the cartoon character, who the establishment trot out to make black people look stupid. Let's go ahead and he's now attacking Reverend Wright, so he's totally under their control. Let's go ahead and play Reverend Wright.
In your sermon, you said the government lied about inventing the HIV virus as a means of genocide against people of color. So I ask you, do you honestly believe your statement and those words?
Have you read Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola? Whoever wrote that question? Have you read Medical Apartheid? You read it? No questions from the floor. I read different things, as I said to my members. If you haven't read things, then you can't. Yeah, based on the Tuskegee experiment and based on what has happened to Africans in this country, I believe our government is capable of doing anything. In fact, one of the responses to what Saddam Hussein had in terms of biological warfare was a non-question, because all we had to do was check the sales record. We sold him those biological weapons that he was using against his own people. So anytime a government can put together biological warfare to kill people and then get angry when those people use what we sold them, yes, I believe we are capable.
Now, let me make this clear. I'm going to spend more time on it next hour. Jeremiah Wright is not under the control of the New World Order. Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson are. You see, Al Sharpton dresses like a clown, acts like a clown, gets everybody fired up and creates racial tension. He's on Fox News, CNN. He does global warming, global government tax ads with Pat Robertson. He is their creature. But Jeremiah Wright is not. Do I agree with Jeremiah Wright that all evil flows from the whitey? No. But do I think Jeremiah Wright is controlled by the New World Order? No, I think overall the guy means well. Does that mean Barack Obama's good? Absolutely not. Barack Obama became a state senator by playing politics in his community with the angry, somewhat informed compared to the white population, black population in the Chicago area. I get a lot of correspondence over my 12 years on air from blacks in Illinois, in Chicago, in Detroit, particularly in New York, in San Francisco, but predominantly Detroit, Michigan, places like Chicago, Illinois. I mean, they know all about it, and they knew 50 years ago, because the illusion of freedom and liberty has not been there for them, and they're more down to earth. Does that mean that they don't buy into government and government handouts, which are designed to carry out eugenics operations for them? I mean, Barack Obama's going to give you free health care? Nothing's free in this world. That's to take your children, CPS your children, and carry out eugenics against you. There was 90% African American, if you want to use that term, black American legitimacy 50-plus years ago, 55 years ago. Now there's 91% illegitimacy. And the stated goal of the welfare was to break your families up. They bring the women into the house, and they keep the men in the prison, out in the barn. And the women, the black women, rule over you. It's the same thing with modern feminism. Women don't end up really ruling anything. They just rule over you. That just means they end up fighting with you 24/7. All scientifically done. You can go read Julius Caesar's 2,000-year-old book, 49 years old. The Battle for Gaul, you can go read that book written by Julius Caesar, where he talks about how they would use the Germanic women and place them over the men. This wasn't figured out yesterday. The elite didn't fall off a turnip truck yesterday. They run things because they know how to play us. Are you happy, women? Feminism's made you nothing but sexual objects, destroyed you, made you unhappy, alone, sterilized. The joys, the wonders of being the center of the household with the children. Men and women of the same species. We form the species. We are totally connected. But they teach you the opposite, that we're competing with each other. And now you are distrutto. Now you are destroyed. And so Barack Obama, he's handled by David Rockefeller, by Zbigniew Brzezinski, by the Trilateral Commission, by the CFR. Barack Obama has gone over to the New World Order. But it won't matter. You'll be conned one more time. You'll go for a ride one more time, won't you? It doesn't matter. Hillary, McCain, Obama, there is no lesser of three evils. They own them. They own all three fighters. They own all the horses. They don't own Ron Paul, so in a major state yesterday, he won the delegates, and the party leadership just closed it and said, we don't care, you don't win, and we aren't following state law, and they said, we rule. And if you don't like it, we'll call men in here in black uniforms, which they admit are for intimidation. They said, we'll call police, get out of here. It's over. We don't care how you vote. If you don't like it, we'll shove a gun barrel down your throat and blow your brains all over the wall. This is land of the cowards, home of the slaves. This is land of the bio weapon attack. This is the country where they attack us all and poison us from birth and murder you with pleasure. There's cops out there. Your mama, your daddy, statistically, chances are, died of the cancer, died of the chemicals they put in your water and your food and your vaccines. You sat there while your mama died, and you're still going to put on that black uniform. You're still going to run checkpoints. You're still going to shove people around, because just like Police Commissioner Richard in Louisiana, for 5 days, his elderly mother was in the nursing home. And they were calling from the nursing home for help, but he was ordered to stand down and not go in. And he sat there and watched his mother die. And then he later cried about it on TV. I'm not somebody who shoots my mouth off or is looking for violence. In fact, I speak out against it. But let me tell you something. My mother's sitting there dying. People try to stop me from going and getting her. There's going to be hell to pay. But you cops, you'll sit there while your mother dies. Your mother means nothing to you next to that black uniform and your petty power trip. And your children mean nothing to you next to the government and your worship of lies and your worship of pettiness and your worship of fraud. I heard that scumbag Neil Bortz today, that fake conservative, that Judas goat. He's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing. Posing as a libertarian, posing as a conservative, talking about, oh, the liberals are trying to get us, the liberals are coming, but it's okay, we'll all stick together as conservatives. Total bull! They only talk the talk, they don't walk the walk. Same thing with Barack Obama. He's bought and paid for. Just as sure as George Bush is a blue-eyed devil, Barack Obama is a mulatto devil. It doesn't matter if somebody's half Native American and half white, or if they're black and Chinese. They can be evil or they can be good. There's good and there's evil. And the color of his skin has nothing to do with anything but the distraction and the diversions that we live under. We'll be right back with Stuart Howe, who bravely stood up to the pit demon, Mr. Fromm, and was assaulted by him. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Developments with Jimmy Carter and 9/11 Truth. Right now, let's go to Stuart Howe. He has confronted Mr. Frum, David Frum, the guy that wrote the Axis of Evil speeches, State of the Union addresses, co-writes books and strategy papers with the Prince of Darkness, as he likes to be called, Richard Perle. And on Saturday, they called us yesterday, and I said, of course, get the video up. Of course, press charges. Lord Frum came up and slapped him and hit him three times, and it's all on video. And we are now joined by Stuart Howe. Stuart, I appreciate you coming on with us.
My pleasure, Alex. Thanks for inviting me on.
We've got links up on InfoWars to We Are Change LA, but give out the URL for people.
Yeah, our website right now we're having a little bit of challenges with, but it is wearechangela.org, and we also have our meetup group, which is a great place for people to go, 9-11.meetup.com.
Okay, now tell us, tell the listeners, just in a nutshell, what happened?
Yeah, well, following after meeting with him at a book signing a couple of months ago, we knew he was going to be here today, excuse me, and, you know, a few of us, Katie and I and Jeremy, were on site doing outreach, and we thought we'd go talk with him and sort of, you know, get his take on if he's worried about the repercussions, you know, of as the story falls apart, the official 9/11 narrative, if he was worried, you know, because he sort of, you know, runs in the circles of the neoconservatives about repercussions, you know, after the fact, being culpable in the cover-up, and we just wanted to get his take, and we wanted to have a little, you know, a civil conversation and see what his concerns were. And it was kind of a playful tone leading in, because he had joked with us, you know, we think you should be on medication, you're all lunatics sort of thing, and, you know, you can't take that seriously, because you know, we're just looking for the truth, and we're
that's
trying
right.
To do
so you
part.
Say to him, you know, are you on medication? Then you later go to where he's at. He's just given a speech. Then you go to where he's doing book signings. No one's there to sign the books. You walk up and politely say, "Hey, how you doing?" And then he starts freaking out, comes over, slaps your camera. Then they have these local minions walk over and say, "There's no First Amendment. You've got to leave. He's allowed to assault you." These women. Then a security guard comes over. He comes over and slaps you again, hits you, attacks the camera. But I mean, he just is a ninnying chicken neck, though. And that's how all these guys are. Just this spirit of chicken neck weakness came through. But it was also just kind of like a little vampiric goblin. I mean, for those who haven't seen the video, would you like to describe his demeanor?
Yeah, a vampiric goblin. That pretty much sums it up. You know, he's laughable in his presence.
I mean he's like really... Smeagol or Gollum. He has that demeanor.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking also like Renfro, you know, the guy who fronts for Dracula. And
Renfield,
that's it, Renfield. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, he's you know, kind of has a very pathetic sort of a presence. And, you know, I just wanted to, you know, come back and chat with him. And, you know, he just revealed himself as what he was. And, you know, I wasn't approaching him. I stood there, and he came at me, and I was even backed up. And when he you know, knocked me a bit, you could hear the impact on the camera a couple of times. And it was just unbelievable to see, you know, that kind of a reaction to, you know, a citizen just
Now, if you wouldn't have had video of this, it would be on news now that you had attacked someone in a wheelchair, that you would have been screaming and cussing, would have said David Frum innocently sat there with a friend in a wheelchair as you stabbed him with butcher knives, covering yourself in blood like the movie Carrie, howling, demonically possessed, while dogs were gassed and while WMDs were created.
Well, you're right, Alex, and that was part of, you know, part
Why did you throw the babies out of incubators?
Exactly. That's exactly it. And because this was following on the heels of the incident with Matt and Gary in New York, it was completely, you know, hoaxed. You know, we really wanted to kind of do our part. We wanted to kind of carry the torch over on this.
And by the way, we're getting those surveillance tapes, and the hoax will be exposed, and you are going to be litigated against New World Order.
That's excellent, and I'm really happy that this showed how they actually are when there is a camera running.
Stay there. I want you to be on air with us from the West Coast there in Los Angeles, Neocon Command Base West. When we go to Neocon Command Base East to New York City, capital of Oceania, capital of the North American Command Union, with Luke Radowski, who spoke with the president yesterday, and Gary Hart. Huge development. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
Here we come now, baby. Never backing down, never surrendering. In fact, our rocket just got off the ground. It's just now picking up speed. Its trajectory's on target. Cape Canaveral says, we're go to leave Atmo. Oh, yeah. Here we come now, neocon murdering scum. We're on your six.
Here I come again now, baby. Like a dog in heat. Jealous me by the clamor now, baby. I'd like to tap the street. Now I've been smoking for so long. You know I'm here to stay. Got you in a stranglehold, baby. You best get out of the way.
We're gonna shake the public out of their lethargic sodium fluoride induced coma. We're going to show them all the declassified documents and admissions of how you've been hurting them, killing them. We're going to show them your New World Order program. And then you're going to throw fits, aren't you? Do a lot of bad stuff. But that just brings the crisis to a head. Forces you to come out in the open. Go ahead, gear up for martial law. Go ahead and hire millions more police. Hand out machine guns to all of them. Go ahead and start a bunch of wars. This time we're going to beat you and your wind-up toys. Here's the bottom line.
what Stuart Howe, Luke Radowski, Sabrina Rivera, and countless others that come out to street actions, like Daniel Sinjata and so many others are doing, is what's going to defeat the New World Order. They're not just afraid that we're exposing the 9/11 as an inside job and confronting their minions everywhere and then putting it on the web for hundreds of thousands of views per confrontation. Millions in some cases. They're afraid just of the paradigm of their staged town halls and their staged events being disrupted, being broken down. They don't care about some mass protest or demonstration they can provocateur and ignore in the media. But they are afraid of you individually going out and confronting your state senators and state reps and mayors and police chiefs and U.S. senators and former presidents and neocon and liberal and establishment strategist. They're afraid of you going to all these small, medium, and large events and confronting Hillary and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and John McCain and injecting 9/11 truth and North American Union truth and anti-war truth into their parades, raining on their little propaganda adventures, showing, it's just like in the parable of the emperor's new clothes, the emperor has been scammed by these con artists that come to town and weave for him the most beautiful cloak when they tell him that only a royal can see its true beauty and only someone of incredible taste can see the beauty that commoners can't even see it. And so the king doesn't want to say that he doesn't see it, lest he not be stylish, lest he not be cool. The emperor must be cool. And so he comes out in his underwear at a parade, marching only in a loincloth. And the thousands of people don't want to boo or laugh at the king. You'd be sent to the tower. The emperor, the king, he will say, off with your head, until a five-year-old steps out and laughs and says, the emperor has no clothes. And so we go out to these events and we say, you have no clothes, David Frum, Richard Pearl, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Vicente Fox, on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hey, Arnold, you got your Nazi belt buckle on. Arnold, your dad and, when he died, his stepfather, your mother married another second-in-command Nazi. You said you admire Hitler. Why don't you talk about it? And Schwarzenegger, it's not in a movie. He toddles on his arthritic legs with his rotten, steroid-bloated heart, stumbles, toddles forward, acting tough, putting a silverback great ape face on to look dominant for the population, as the behavioral psychologists have told him to do. Toddling scared. You ever watch Schwarzenegger in raw footage? We have. Toddling on his legs, toddling. You know what growth hormone and steroids do over 15, 20 years? Got a heart three times the size of a regular one? See, it's all rotten. It's a simulation of manhood. It's a simulation of strength. It's a guy who posed in gay porno mags. Oh, that's real manly. Toddling around on his rotten knees with his rotten heart with his little Nazi belt buckle. I mean, how juvenile is that? I got over skulls and death being cool when I was about 14. You know what's cool? The power of a woman to create life. You know what's cool is mountain pools, and as I said, little speckled green fish swimming in circles, shooting stars, fields of wheat, not some coward chicken neck like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm sorry, I'm making our guest old. We're going to him right now. But they are changing the world. This is where you should put all your energies, 9/11 truth, is into confrontations. You know, I have said for years, hey, let's send Bob Dacey to confront Chairman Keene. They wanted me to go. I said, Bob, why don't you go? And sent my crew. We put that in Loose Change Final Cut. 9/11 Commission. Or, hey, guys, why don't you? I didn't know I wrote the book on confronting these politicians 12 years ago, 13 years ago, 10 years ago. I'm glad it's been picked up on, but
It's so important that I'm going to take time out now to go and do what I've done in the past, because that's so important. I don't want to just leave it to everybody else. I wanted you to get the attention and stand up and do it, and you've done it. But we should all do it. We shouldn't count on others. Sure, we should promote books about 9/11, as long as they don't promote eugenics agendas. And we should promote videos about 9/11. And we should, all of those are effective and great and good. Video is the most effective. But when it comes to hijacking and the InfoWar, their fake media events, this is the most powerful, effective tool we've got. I told Daniel Sinjati, he was asking me a few weeks ago on the phone, he said, well, what do you think I ought to do? What do you think is most effective? And I said, Daniel, go with these young men and women and confront people. Having a TV star, having a good-looking, smart guy like you out there with them, you know, that's the type of thing. I think I'm going to try to get Charlie Sheen to go do some confrontations. He's a pretty private guy, but boy, that would be great. You know, we need to see people standing up, getting involved, getting out there. This is integral. Luke told me a year and a half ago, he said, I'm going to start going out and confronting people. And I said, Luke, I said, this is going to be big. You're in New York. I said, if you really do what you say you're going to do, it's going to be huge. It's going to spread across the world. And he said, no, it won't. He goes, but I'm just going to do this myself. And I said, no, it will. Because people make fun of you for being young. They make fun of your New York accent. So what? But you've got a spirit of strength. And I know leadership when I see it. And look what Luke's done. And look what We Are Change New York has done. And all the attacks and the setups and everything else. And look at how it's spread. And I commend We Are Change Netherlands, Japan, UK, Ireland, Canada, all of you. And the 9/11 groups and the InfoWarriors and the Truth Action groups. And Cosmo, and all these people, intensify your operations, redouble, retriple. I'm going to go to Luke Radowski now. We're going to bring Stuart Howe up in a moment, who was attacked by David Frum, the demon. When you get close to these people, you realize they're cowardly, weak people. When you get up close to Schwarzenegger, you realize he's nothing but a weak coward, posing as a tough guy. When you get around Bill Clinton, you realize he's nothing but... I mean, I don't like crowds of people adoring me and loving me in the petty way. I like meeting with good people, but I don't like being told how great I am. I don't like... I'm a private person. See, these neocons, these globalists, they love going to crowds. They love being adored. They need that. They're weak. They're evil. See, good people want to be left alone. That's why evil always takes over. Until it gets so dark and so bad, good have to stand up just to survive. Then we kick the evil's butt. If we're not co-opted by the evil and manipulated by their propaganda to go attack innocent people, believing we're fighting evil. They operate because they have good, well-meaning, good-hearted people serving them at every strata of police, military, government, corporate. They've been deceived. And it's hard to admit you've been deceived. Luke Radowski, you talked to the president yesterday. You also talked to Gary Hart. That's really the biggest news. You've been so busy trying to get the video up that the Gary Hart isn't up yet. Now, you're editing this, uploading it, going out and doing the confrontations, trying to go to college at the same time. I've told you your work's so important, just abandon college. But then you're also having to work a job, trying to get people to send you money so you can do this full time. You also need to raise money for Gary Talis's defense in this neocon setup. And we need money to sue them. It's incredible. Luke Radowski, tell us about, in all detail, the video of that's up, and then the Gary Hart. First, tell me about the president, then tell me your take on what's happening with Frum, then the huge Gary Hart developments.
Well, of course, we did see Jimmy Carter last night at the Barnes & Noble when he was doing a book signing yesterday, and we asked him very pivotal questions about his role setting up the Taliban. We asked him pivotal questions about Bush staging a false flag to get into Iran. You can see his answers on our YouTube video on wearechange.org. And it was pretty telling where he said, yeah, I was worried 6 months ago of a false flag happening for an attack on Iran to occur. And that was pretty telling for a former president to say that there might be an attack, a false flag provocateur attack that may lead into the Iran war. And then we asked some questions about 9/11, and you can see the video up there. But people, I just wanted to say, you haven't seen the half of it yet. We still got 7 videos that we are yet to release because we're so busy here. I'm going to school full-time. Luckily, I'm not working yet, but I'm going to school
Luke,
full-time.
Luke, well, yeah, a few months ago you were. Luke, I don't mean to be mean here. This is history. I quit school 2 years into it. I'm just saying this on air. I mean, what are you going to school for?
political science.
You're going to learn false political paradigm in those schools. Schools are just fronts now to launder money and to create giant cash funds for investment. The universities don't even exist anymore unless you're in engineering or electrical engineering or software design. I mean, it's not even real. I just, Luke, your work is so important. We need to get these videos out. I'm telling you, you need to, I've told you this privately, but to all the young people, this is a war. This is martial law. This is the globalists taking over. We're under eugenics attack. I don't want to, it doesn't matter. Just tell folks. Also, Gary, the wicked wheelchair attacker, according, just like Saddam threw babies out of incubators, total lie. He asked the president three times, do you think, what about Building 7? The families want a new 9/11 investigation. Should there be one? And he said, yeah, it sounds good to me. So that's on video. But shift gears into what you think of what happened with David Frum, and let's go ahead and bring Stuart Howe up. Then we'll get into the big news, Gary Hart. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm very happy Stuart had a camera out there, because if he didn't have a camera out there, they would have said he assaulted him, he beat that guy up, and it's just amazing to see what these guys are really about. These guys will slap your camera, these guys will assault you, and it's just crazy what's really going on, and I'm so proud of my family out there, and we are Change LA. I'm so proud of all the chapters out there doing the great work that they're doing. I commend them to the fullest amount, and it's just incredible seeing people rising up, standing up, and doing the right thing. I can't tell you how proud I am seeing other people be their own leaders, not looking up to anybody, and just going out there with their camera, confronting these criminals. These criminals shouldn't have to go out their houses without being confronted. We have to be there everywhere, every city, every town, every city town hall meeting that there is. We should be out there with cameras. These people should not be going anywhere without being confronted on their crimes of 9/11. And that's what it's about, and that's what I love about everybody being out there. And I hope, and I pray people get inspired, people get out there, people do the right thing.
Yeah, listen, this is not just words. You have everyone. Form your own groups. Call it the Keebler Elves. I don't care. We Are Change, Info Warriors, Truth Action, 9/11 Truth, whatever. Just get out there and start confronting them everywhere so their illusion shatters. Everybody hates the government. The majority don't trust the government. 90%+ don't want open borders. All this. We've got to go out and let the public know that they're not alone.
Yeah,
just like with what happened with Ceaușescu. Go ahead.
And just like I said last week on your show, the more they attack us, the more they set us up, the more we're going to fight back, and that's what we're doing. And We Are Change UK and We Are Change LA and all over the country, people are stepping up their efforts because we're on their attack right now, and nothing is going to stop us. We're doubling our efforts. Literally, I dropped everything I was doing here in New York City after the whole Gary incident, and I dedicated myself to confronting people, and you still haven't seen half of it. The more they attack us, the more the scum attack us, the more we're going to fight back, the more we're going to confront these criminals everywhere they go.
I hear you. Let's go to Stuart Howe. Stuart, comments on what Luke's saying.
Man, I'm right there with all of it, Alex. We've got a lot of solidarity out here and everywhere. Luke came out here, and we got together in San Diego with Cosmos of Truth Action, and we've got a big West Coast convergence coming up this Saturday, May 10th, with a lead-in on the 9th and going into the 11th in San Francisco. It's going to be at the Federal Building and Courthouse and Golden Gate Park coming up. So Truth Action is a great place to go. That's how I got into this. I was following links and went to Truth Action and got to my first street action. And I was, of course, aware of Luke. And, this is the stuff that really, gets my juices flowing, is seeing all of us in solidarity backing each other up and trying to carry our part of the torch. It's great.
Absolutely. And you don't learn about film in film school. You don't learn about political science. I'm telling all the young people out there, in these fake political science classes, you learn how to believe their false paradigms, their false maps, their false downloads they give you of literally simulations. They're constructs. The real world is all around you. The enemy is chicken-necked cowards. Engage them. Stop letting them control our destiny. Stop letting them be history's actors. We are history's actors, Karl Rove, you sniveling murderer, you coward, you murderer. Go ahead, Judge.
Yeah, Alex.
Go
we're
ahead.
The ones making history right now by doing everything we're doing right now. And the funny thing is, the same day I confronted Jimmy Carter, I was in class actually talking about Operation Ajax to my political professor. And that's what I like about going to school about, is I could educate all the professors. I could educate all the young kids.
It's a waste of time. It's a waste. Luke, listen, you already know more than those people.
I kind of did educate the professor on my
That'd be
class,
like me going to UT film school to learn how to get stuff out to people.
Yeah, I pretty much teach myself everything, and it's just very interesting to see how the whole spin doctrine works at college, because they don't tell you the truth. I had a professor tell me the Gulf of Tonkin never happened. I got kicked out of my class last semester for arguing with the professor about the Gulf of Tonkin. That's how ridiculous it is in these colleges, and it really is ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, again, there are some good professors, some good departments here and there. There's a lot you really do learn in school because it's an atmosphere for it. But more and more, it's just a fake football team and a big money laundering operation. I mean, UT, a fraction of it is the classes, the school, the kids. It's a brainwashing, chemical, bioweapon laboratory, military-industrial complex money laundering operation, and they give you some stupid Bevo and some scumbag, cowardly football team. Makes me sick while we're all under scientific bioweapon attack. Meanwhile, we're worshiping some stupid cow. Be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95. and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1, or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back, and it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Pentagon Run News Corp. You could call it cyanide to the Free Republic. The fake conservatives. A camouflage enemy attack. All their holdings out there attacking. Sunday Times of London. Wall Street Journal, now completely owned by Murdoch. He's whoring it out now. Totally discredit. Everybody should stop their subscription and let them know why. Wall Street Journal, total joke now. lying, and because the police report says that Gary accidentally bumped into somebody and hurt him, so that's why they're charging him with class 3 assault. They don't care. They say he savagely beat a woman in a wheelchair. Not in the police report, but they don't care. Doesn't matter that the police report itself saying he accidentally hurt somebody is a lie. They attacked him. And they need to raise money, and we are change, ladies and gentlemen. They need to raise money, and we are change. I'm always trying to send Luke a little bit of money for himself to live on. He never wants it. So I tell you, that's not what this is about. It's about them being able to have decent lawyers, and it's about also being able to sue for defamation. This is a serious civil rights violation where they set it up with the police, where they lie. Liar needs to be put on the stand with her father. And we need to start the suit against them so they know it's serious. Michelle Malkin needs to be sued. Sean Hannity needs to be sued. News Corps needs to be sued. Well, I know we got lawyers listening in New York. Just file it. Just start it. Just start the discovery. They will crap their pants, excuse my French, and they will roll over and admit they're a pack of liars. You start suing that neocon and his daughter, they'll roll over real fast. All you got to do is give fight with these people. So instead of sending them money, I want lawyers to call Luke right now. I want to start the suits, and I want money to defend Gary here on his class 3. He needs to just never plea bargain. Go into that jury trial. Drag that liar up. Bring your witnesses up. Impeach him. We're going to do this. Send him money now. WeAreChange.org has got a PayPal. And since they put it up last Friday, it's gotten a couple $100, and the loose change, screw loose change operation and others make sniveling jokes about it from their Pentagon operation. We need to see that surge by tens of thousands of dollars. We raised something like $15,000 for Sully Costello that went into his PayPal and that you bought his books, which will help him with the way how he's being set up. I didn't touch the money. I don't do like other operations, the other talk show hosts. Send me money and I'll give it to the person to help them. Don't send it to me. Send it to We Are Change. Send it to Luke Radowski. It will be used to defend him. And just go to trial and just bring them in there. They'll probably try to drop it. We're going to show everybody how you're liars, Fox. How you're scum, America-hating, lying filth. Trash of earth. Blood-sucking filth. Liars. Liars from the beginning. Luke, folks need to give you some donations. How are you going to use those donations?
We're going to make this a huge deal. We're meeting with lawyers today. They're going to charge us a lot of money just to get Gary off his criminal charges, just to countersue. But we're going to make
No, you don't. You tell him, no. You need to get political lawyers. If you don't like the sound of these guys, you need to only give them a retainer up front. And the minute they don't do what you tell them, you walk out of there. Stay there. Where did you find these people? Luke?
These people contacted us.
But they want a bunch of money.
Yeah, some of them do, yes.
No, That's a load of bull. Look, I know we got somebody on the West Coast who'll travel there from New York, donate the time, do it. Who knows what they're doing? I want to see credentials. I want to see that they win cases. Being contacted by somebody who wants the money, we're not putting up with that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Luke Radowski, Stuart Howe, We Are Change LA, We Are Change New York, join us. Guys, I get real mad. I have asked good lawyers to contact you guys. Class C is very easy to deal with. They will try to drop it as soon as they know you're going to fight it. You need to subpoena those tapes. You don't want to get off. You want to make this a showcase of their fraud. You want to drag these liars in. And at the same time, you want to go ahead and file for defamation. Because regardless, the police say that he accidentally hurt somebody. They're saying he savagely wailed and beat, and there's calls for his death, calls for his murder on these websites. And again, Michelle Malkin and all of you can be, I may just dig the money, I'm just give it to you. I mean, that she needs to be dragged into court. She needs to be in interrogatories. She needs to get to enjoy being deposed. Her lies need to be brought to justice. She wants to write books about how we all need to be put in camps. I've had enough of it. Fox News and that pack of criminals. And I say pack of criminals, it's illegal when they take money for fake newscasts. It's illegal when they've got Pentagon propaganda on their channels in backroom deals. All the Congress has said it's illegal. All right, let's go back to Luke. Luke, instead of me ranting and raving, I should have asked you during the break. So how many different lawyers have contacted you?
We're in talks with five lawyers. Some of them are good. Some of them want some money. But we're going to make this a huge deal no matter what, and we're definitely looking to countersue the New York Post, Hannity, Michelle Malkin, everybody that's slandered and libeled and is trying to destroy our name will be sued for their actions.
I mean, listen, you've got to be sued when you're saying you attacked a woman in a wheelchair viciously. Go ahead.
It's ridiculous because it's accidental assault. Assault 3. That's what it is. Look at the official police report. That's what the New York Post should have done. Just looked at the police report and seen exactly what happened, seen exactly the accusations and scary. And then the next day, the father's going to come out and talk to the New York Post and say we assaulted his daughter. And then his daughter's on Hannity. And then Michelle Malkin's talking about it. And then the Wall Street Journal's libels and slanders our name. This is disgusting. And we will not stand for this. And we will rise up all together.
You hear that? You're getting,
hey, example.
Hey,
we'll make this a huge
you're
example.
You're getting sued. Guaranteed, we're suing some of these people. You understand, neocons? Go ahead and go ahead and laugh over at the Free Republic. Go ahead and laugh all over. You're going to find out. You're going to find out, okay?
And that's
I want money swelling their coffers, and I'm going to give you money if I have to, Luke.
We're not backing down.
That's it. I'm donating $10,000. That's it. $10,000. But I need to be able to direct a little bit of this.
Of course.
I don't want to just hand it to some little punk New York lawyer.
Of course. I mean, thank you. I can't thank you enough for that. I mean, we're not going to back down
Listen,
no matter what.
But here's the deal. We need people to start, because I haven't even done this yet, screenshotting all their sites, saving all of it, the civil rights violation of calling for hiring hit teams, all of it. Screenshot it all. Grab it all now. I'm going to have my office grab it right now. I mean, let's show these people what they've done.
Exactly. And we're not going to back down. These people want to attack us. We're going to double our efforts. We confronted so many more people afterwards. We're going to sue them. We're going to put them into court. And we're going to make this an example of how they're trying to set us up, provocateurs, attack us, and destroy our name and destroy our message of getting justice for all those affected by 9/11. And nothing is going to stop us right now.
This is what defamation suits are all about. A concerted effort by a media empire and their allied cronies to lie and say that someone viciously, premeditatedly attacked a little girl in a wheelchair.
Sick, and it's disgusting.
and we're not going to back down no matter what. The time is now. We're going to make this a prime example of how they cannot mess with us, and we're going to put them right into court. We're going to make an example out of this case about how they're trying to provocateur stage attacks on us, and we're going to win. I mean, we have everything
on
our side.
Well, I'll say this. All of them have 24 hours to retract.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real, and it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Learn how to get a risk-free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The strategy here is to sue the neocon sub-minions first. Also file suit on Fox, but the real attack is against their minions. They have less funds. They even exaggerated more on what Fox News did and then had their minions call for violent attacks. And that's how you do it. You hit a whole bunch of them, you will, and none of you are going to beat the ride. You all will lose. We will win. Freedom will win. That's it. I want money to pour into We Are Change. And we need to have Gary file probably, I would bundle two different groups into two different suits. It costs twice as much, but again, firing more torpedoes at the enemy will only freak them out that much worse and then make them spend money to defend themselves. You don't have a prayer. Everybody knows you're a pack of liars, Fox and Fox Cesspool Holdings. And Gary didn't sit there wailing, beating savagely on the girl in the fake police report because the cops didn't want to go to jail for false reports. They know he drove the wheelchair into Gary. They know that that's the best they can do is claim that by him assaulting Gary, that they can try to twist it. But
you're cooked right there. Their own report doesn't say that he purposely hit her. But see, that's a lie too. And so you have been shown yet again to be fraudulent liars, a pack of deceptive liars. And Gary, for the rest of his life, his name is going to be ruined. Already has people calling for violence, calling for his death, death threats. I mean, think about Gary Tallis, German Gary Tallis, nickname's Gary. Think about German. His whole life he's known now as some type of demon who just runs up and starts. Look at their official story. He just runs up out of nowhere and starts beating a girl in a wheelchair. But it's Fox's M.O. It's neocon M.O. They were throwing babies out of incubators. They were nerve gassing a dog. They had WMDs hidden under a rose bush. They had uranium from Niger. They had aluminum tubes. They're going to hit us with nukes in 45 minutes. Saddam Hussein has electromagnetic bombs that can destroy the earth. We need to tase the 9/11 truthers. We need to beat them to a pulp. We need to arrest them. MSNBC, we need to send them to secret camps and kill them. Kill them. Torture them. I mean, these cartoon characters, these pimps, these little lying scumbags in suits on TV with info babes, with all these idiots watching, believing your bull. Sean Hannity with that stage phone call. Oh, we've got a call. Hello, young lady. Well, how can I help you? I'm the girl they attacked. Oh, I'm so lucky I answered the phone. It was you. Oh, what did they do? They beat me, and my daddy was big and mean. The vicious creature attacked me. Disgusting. Sickening. And if we wouldn't have got David Frum on tape, the neocon attacking We Are Change 3 times, coming up slapping him, slapping the camera, poking him with a bottle, he'd be all over the news. David Frum attacked by the vicious savage. Stuart Howe pounded him in the face, breaking his nose, karate chopping him in the throat. Stuart Howe jumped over the table and began biting him and savagely kneeing him, viciously screaming cuss words. But we got the video. He wasn't able, he tried 3 times to knock it out of his hand, hitting it hard, wham, wham. And if he'd have been able to get that camera with the, oh, it'd all been over. But you weren't able to, were you? In fact, he says, I'm here to give you a message, and starts cussing. Jumps over the table and attacks. I'm here to give you a message from Christopher Hitchens. Jumps over the table and attacks. All right, in closing, anything else, Stuart Howe? I appreciate all your time.
Yeah, I appreciate your efforts, too. And, Luke, amazing stuff back there, bro. And, Alex, thank you for rallying support. We're out here. Bruno has a Fox lawsuit against him. We've been to court twice. We're spread thin. I was shot that stuff on a borrowed camera. And your supporting us is so appreciated. I mean, we really, really respect and admire all your efforts and all the change people, Luke and everybody. We're trying to do what we can with the limited resources that we've all got. Bruno's looking for legal representation.
Yeah, let's be clear. Tell folks what happened with Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno, our group, We Are Change LA, was at Vox, and they were doing an outreach and protest, real peaceful on the sidewalk, and security came up and accosted him, and then of course they had him arrested and accused Bruno of assault and interfering with their operations, and because
a lot of that's on video, isn't it? That happened months ago.
Yeah, parts of it are on video, but they're still proceeding. They were forced to drop the actual assault charges against Bruno, but they're proceeding with other aspects of the case, and so we're
criminal.
Trying to deal
with, well, it's not a lawsuit; it's criminal, right?
I believe it is. Yeah, Bruno's has all of.
But I mean, here's the deal. Here, notice it's always Fox, one of their key operations. And that's why a decent Sony camera, DV cam, is only like $300. So, yeah, if somebody needs to give We Are Change $1,000 so you can buy 3 of these cameras, you can – look, you were alone with Frum, and he wasn't able to get your camera, though he tried. Listen, you can't go out alone. And I've always told Luke and everybody else, have like three cameras, two up front and then one at a distance, like when they tried to set Luke up with a bomb. They had to back off the setup because they saw the other guy with a camera and he had to run off with the camera. They were going to set Luke up. They said, we're going to plant bombs on you. Your life's over. I mean, only that there was the other camera, they called off their operation. You guys have to understand, sir, they'll plant guns on you. They'll do anything.
Yeah,
they don't play games, okay?
No, I believe you. I just had to go with what I had and go into it with what I had.
No, I understand. I probably would have done the same thing, too. It's just I understand, you know, it's the thrill of the chase there with these enemies of freedom, but they're just such trash.
In fact, it was funny, Alex. I got an email from the girl, Laurel, great member of our meetup, who loaned us the camera, and she said, oh, now I can see why you need a new pro-consumer camera. You know, this one, you know, may not last long getting hit by these neocons.
Absolutely. We'll give folks the contact info then. Your site's up, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, actually, the .org site is having problems right now, but we do have a PayPal donation aspect on the meetup group, which is 9-11.meetup.com at 359, which is the L.A., you know, base online for meetup.
Chapter 359.
Yeah, 9-11.meetup.com/359. Yeah, and, you know, we're definitely, you know, appreciative of all support, you know, both with the legal thing and with our camera.
LA needs to ramp up their operations. We commend you and we appreciate you, Stuart. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, Luke, I got a bunch of news I'm going to cover here. I think you're going to get donations from our great audience out there today. You know, I'm very busy. I'm not saying, well, I'm important. I'm saying I'm so busy, I was up here working till again midnight last night. I don't have time to oversee your lawyers. I don't have time to deal with all this. But I really can't donate a bunch of money myself that's critical to our operations unless I know. And I think it's shameful that as the millions of listeners we have, that we don't have serious lawyers. This is the type of thing Gary Spence might take. We got some contacts there, but he's so busy and retired now. We need to, you know, I know there's some champions of liberty out there who aren't just cynical, and we could pay for your hotel or whatever. And if you live in New Jersey or upstate New York or in New York, I mean, this is ridiculous. You need to call Luke. We need lawyers that are good at litigating for defamation. I mean, this is Fox stinking news. This is Rupert Murdoch, Sunday Times of London, though they were given the video, didn't want it, and said that We Are Change Ireland, for no reason, attacked, stole the bag, and beat up the member of European Parliament, when on video he attacks them. It's clear video. They said, we don't care, we're going to put it in here that you attacked. I mean, there's no end of these people. Now they say that Gary ran up and started savaging someone in a wheelchair, and now they're using that all over the place against us? I mean, they're so used to bullying and getting away with everything and always having their stinking way. Michelle Malkin, the fake conservatives over at Free Republic, all of them, Fox News. I've had it with you. I've had it with your lies. I've had it with your fraud. I've had it with your calls for violence by your stinking members. Luke, you got a couple minutes. Go ahead and say whatever you want.
In closing, we are winning. That's why we are under attack. We Are Change Ireland is under attack. We Are Change LA is under attack. Every Saturday we go to Ground Zero, we are under attack. Every time we do a Truth Squad, we are under attack. We are winning the info war. That's why they are attacking us. And I just wanted to add, Gary's name is being destroyed all over the place. He recently tried to go for a job, and they turned his job down because of everything that happened recently.
Yes.
We're also getting a bunch of death threats from
And let me
everybody.
Be clear. Let me stop you. I'm going to hold you over, and I'm going to try to shut up and let you talk. But you just brought up key points right there. The definition of libel, slander, defamation, of course, slander is a verbal or over the air, libel written, but defamation is the overarching term, is knowing you're lying, manufacturing a lie with the intent to cause harm. That all fits that, and now he needs a record. Needs to write it down. Needs to create an affidavit signed by him that he was turned down and where. That is massive damages right there. He needs to call that person back and say, where did you hear it? Because whether the person likes it or not, we're going to subpoena him or her. And the death threats are all key. I can get you the money. The listeners will get you the money, Luke, but you got to quit school. You can't sit here and play war part-time. okay? If you really want to go after these enemies and make them pay for their defamation, it's a full-time job to sue these people. It isn't enough to throw money at lawyers. You've got to craft the case, prepare it, and then ram it straight down their dirty throats. We'll be right back. Luke Radowski, WeAreChange.org. That's the coordinates. Give them money right now!
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the 1 in 4 who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlcaVita. AlcaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlcaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlcaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Okay, Luke, go ahead. You got the floor. Say whatever you want.
I just really want to say thank you to you especially. I can't thank you enough. Thank you for all the people listening. Thank you for all the people taking action. Thank you for all the people donating. We usually don't ask for donations, but we really do need it now. We're going to make this a huge case. We're going to do everything we can to make an example out of this. And again, get out there, confront people wherever they go. They should not go anywhere without being confronted. And we're not going to stop. The death threats are not going to stop us. The provocateur actions are not going to stop us. And we're going to keep doing what we're doing, and we will never stop until we get ultimate justice for 9/11.
Well, a lot of the well-meaning cowards on the neocon websites, they really think we beat up a girl in a wheelchair. They really believe that their wicked mother, Fox News, that, you know, that they suckle from. But it's cyanide. I mean, they're just so pathetic. They think open borders and gun control is conservative. It's just so sick. It's so sick.
It is sick, and it's a very sad day to see what's going on right now and seeing people actually believe the propaganda that Fox News, that the New York Post puts out there. But we're out there. We're going to countersue. We're going to win this court case. We're not going to back down. We're going to make an example out of this about how the mainstream
media. Well, you're not countersuing.
You're not
being sued, Luke. I mean, just getting terms straight out there. The police, because it was embarrassing, a guy with a wheelchair uses it as a weapon in attacks, according to Gary, and I believe him, and I believe the eyewitnesses, and I believe their M.O. And then the police say it's accidental assault on Gary because they, you know, were agreeing with the neocon angle. But they don't want to get caught with a frame-up, so they did the watered-down version. And the fact is the New York Post is caught red-handed taking that police report and lying and saying it was him wailing on her. And so you've got him right there. And they did this in a premeditated fashion, but then the extrapolation and the way they expanded it on the other sites, those are the weakest link and need to be attacked. Because News Corp is being sued every day and just keeps it quiet. You need to go after the other minions. That's where the death threats got generated from.
We're going to go after every angle. We're going to go after everybody slandering and libeling our name. And we're going to stand up, and this enough is enough. Enough is enough, and we're going to do the right thing, and we're going to make a huge example out of this.
You can name them all on the same lawsuit and then just subpoena them all, and just that process will probably cost about $15,000, but they're going to have to spend money to fight it, and believe me, they're not going to like it. And then they're going to shoot their mouths off and act tough, and then it's going to become an ego thing, and I'm going to belly up with even more money because I want to see these chicken necks in court.
They're going to be put to court, and this is going to be a huge example of libel and slander and them trying to destroy the name of this movement. And it's not going to work. It's going to backfire on them. Every attack they put on us is going to backfire on them because we have truth on our side, and the truth will speak for itself.
We got G. Edward Griffin coming up later, and we're opening some phones up, too. I got a bunch of news I haven't covered. But the huge news we haven't even gotten to, tell them about Gary Hart. Gary Hart wrote a letter to Iran basically saying, our government stages attacks. You better do what we say or we'll do it. You guys confronted him, and he admitted it, and that tape's coming out soon. In fact, I need that now. I'm told that was mailed to me yesterday. I want to put that in the film about 9/11 Truth that's almost done. But, Luke, tell us about that.
We confronted Gary Hart on his letter. He tried to deny his letter at first until Brian Kenny, one of our members here, took out the letter from his pocket and read it to him, so he couldn't deny the letter. We read it to him, and then Gary Hart admitted and said, well, I'm just trying to warn the Iranian government, the Iranian National Guard, that Bush wants to bomb Iran. And this is his own words, and he said, quote, he may use a USS Gulf Tonkin, a USS Maine, to get a war with Iran. That's what I wanted to say in my letter.
But again, that was a letter to their government, which they publish, which he doesn't want the domestic idiot population to know about. You see,
he told us it was a public letter that he put on a blog. That's what he told us about that letter.
But the incredible thing is last time he got confronted, he told you guys that he never called for a new world order when we have him on video.
Exactly. And then I confronted him. I read him that quote exactly. And the man just flipped out. He flipped out and then played semantics with his words, and he said, no, they try to say it. I said it 9 times. I never said it 9 times. And then we started asking him, so what is the New World Order? Can you please explain to us what is the New World Order and how would 9/11 get a New World Order? And then he just got really mad, and he was like, go ask George W. Bush what a New World Order is. Don't ask me. And then he took the next question and started poking fun at me, and he wouldn't answer the question about what a New World Order is.
Well, it's so sick that they've co-opted all the well-meaning conservatives. I mean, under Clinton, the mainline conservatives at Free Republic and other places knew about the New World Order. They were fighting it. Now, since Bush says it doesn't exist, they just say it doesn't exist, and we're all evil traitors because we make up NAU. None of it exists. We're the real conservatives, not you. It's so shameful. We need you to stop being enemies of the Republic and to stop going along with this whole agenda. Luke, when is that video going to be up?
Should be up later today.
I can't wait. Folks, you'll see an article about it at InfoWars.com. Thank you, Luke Radowski.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Okay, in the next segment, into the bottom of the next hour, we'll take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Then we got G. Edward Griffin in here from 1:30 Central to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time in studio. I've interviewed him many times over the telephone, but never in person, so I look forward to it. I get so busy defending other people, trying to help Sully Costello, trying to help We Are Change, trying to help every other group that's out there fighting the New World Order, and I appreciate you, the listeners, coming to their aid time and time again. We couldn't do it without you. Helping the kids, families we have on where CPS has kidnapped their children for no reason. I mean, there's so much we're trying to do here, and I just appreciate you, the audience, supporting us and supporting the sponsors and everything else. What are the sponsors of this show? Well, most importantly, are PrisonPlanet.tv. Not only is it a great value with all 18 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV report, my in-studio interviews, archives going back 4 years and close to a month. Thousands of pieces of media. Scores of other films I've been authorized to post there for you. Super high quality now. CDN delivery, so it comes to you super fast and super high quality. Download, flash streaming, Windows, QuickTime. Extra exclusives where you get like an hour and 40-minute extra for Endgame that didn't come with the film on top of, you know, it's just amazing. Now we take the last hour every day. Today with G. Edward Griffin, we'll take an hour and a half, and we stream it live to you. Then we archive that file within 2 hours on PrismPlanet.tv, so when you get home, you can watch that fourth hour, which we always try to make extra special for you. We just started that a few weeks ago. A lot of affiliates are already picking up the radio show, but it's also a TV show. At PrismPlanet.tv. Again, that's PrismPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. And we're about to get a bigger, better office. We're going to try to develop more TV shows on the web. I'm even thinking about getting a satellite feed and doing more, but it takes capital to do that. And frankly, I like to be able to come in with the capital and help people sue Fox Television for absolutely slandering each and every one of us who believe in 9/11 truth. That we're a bunch of people that attack people that have muscular dystrophy in wheelchairs. I mean, it's just unbelievable lies. So I need fuel in my Saturn rocket to get out of the atmosphere. Fuel me. See us as an ICBM. We're fueled, folks, and you just keep loading us with fuel in air. And we're going to go in. We're going to pop our nose cone and hit them with MIRV weapons. I mean, we are blowing holes in the enemy. This is the front line. We are just blasting through them. Ragtag teams out there who I try to energize and give attention and help people network together. I'm asking you, start your own We Are Change, your own InfoWars, Truth Action, whatever you want to call it. Just get out there and start confronting these criminals. The government does whatever it wants, whenever it wants, however it wants, and they know we're starting to get antsy about being slaves, so they're handing out machine guns to all the police, building FEMA camps, putting in Defense Department-run camera systems. Total control. We need your support, PrisonPlanet.tv. And when you go and become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, burn copies of my TV shows. If a particular report you think is important on vaccines or government bioweapons or the fakeness of the environmental movement. I care about the environment, folks. People say, you're not for the environment. No, no, no. The modern environmental movement is a eugenics movement. And we've made films about that. We've done special reports on it. The point is, every subject you can imagine, every guest you can imagine, every angle you can imagine in multifaceted interviews, and there might be 20 on 9/11 or 50 on 9/11 interviews or 100, probably more than that, probably 200 on PrisonPlanet.tv. There might be 20 shows on vaccines. I mean, it's just insane. We need to go through all those interviews and video interviews and kind of categorize them. That's a good idea, but we need money to have the staff to do that. It's a catch-22. So PrisonPlanet.tv. If you used to have a membership and don't now, go back and get another one. Or if you never got a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you're too busy to even use it, you just listen to the show on the radio, just get one as a donation. Or get one and then give the passcode, the username and passcode, to a couple of your neighbors. I don't care. Before, we only had a couple servers on it, and I didn't want you giving people your passcode because it would slow it down for everybody. But now I got CDN and a lot of headroom, so share it with 10 people. In fact, guys, I want to set the window from 3 IP addresses to 10. I want to change that right now to 10 IP addresses. That's another way to attack the enemy, destroy the enemy, crush them! And you think I'm joking around, folks? You think I get up here and I yell and scream and talk like this because it's an act? I am a wild man. I'm a maniac. I'm ashamed of the way I act, but at the same time, I'm not ashamed. I'm real. These are killers, man. They're poisoning us. How do we calmly sit around and deal with them? How do we calmly put up with this anymore? I'm done. Saying we beat up a girl in a wheelchair? There's no end to these people. You're the ones attacking us. You're the ones destroying our country. You're the ones getting rid of our borders. You're the ones launching wars in our names and making us pay for it when the whole country's completely bankrupt. You're the ones building FEMA camps and writing books about how they're good and how we need to go in them and saying the sinners need to go to secret camps and be tortured. They're calling for our death, and I've had enough of it. Okay, I'm going to shuttle down. Because I got a lot of news I want to cover. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Actually, I want to play a clip of a Lynn Horowitz film. I'll take a few calls because I got to play that before Griffin joins us. And I got all this news here in front of me. Oh, God. It's just so insane, all the things that are happening. All the things that are going on. It's normal to freak out over a media that's saying torture and secret arrest of people that disagree with the government is now good. They're not up there saying that in unison on all the major news channels because they want to kiss and make nice. You think those little cowardly, effeminate men at Fox and CNN, do you think they care one bit if I was to go to a camp and be tortured to death? They like it. They're petty power trip trash who do nothing but kiss each other's hind ends and grovel and simper around and are into their penthouses and their sports cars. They are trash. They are enemies of you and your family. Mortal enemies. The globalists want their police state so they can... they're reporting you're going to be paying five, six, seven, eight. Mainstream news is reporting you're going to be paying basically unlimited amounts for gas, unlimited amounts for food. It's all contrived. They're raping you. They hate you. Now police chiefs in major cities say, yeah, we wear black uniforms to intimidate you. Yeah, we're handing out machine guns to oppress the American people. Yeah, we're building camps. Yeah, we're getting ready for martial law in case the public doesn't like it. We're the bosses now. I'm already digressing. The point is, I want you to make copies of all my films and get them out to everybody. I want you to make copies of Endgame and Terror Storm. I want you to get Loose Change Final Cut on DVD at InfoWars.com. I want you to get American Drug War so you can see how these bastards ship the drugs in and then have the nerve to put your kids in prison if they get caught using it. I mean, it's so sick. And Washington, you're fired. Just in, We Are Change New York just confronted Newt Gingrich. Philly 9/11 Truth confronts Ted Turner. Video up. Transmitted to the network. Let's get it up on InfoWars now. Stand by. We need to be flooded with funds, ladies and gentlemen, so we can try to defend and help these attack ships. That's basically what it is. And so that we can intensify our operations against the New World Order crime syndicate. And we need you to not wait for orders from headquarters. We need you to take action. So go to InfoWars.com and buy all the books and videos and DVDs and just know you throw more coal into our engine so that we can get that engine going and get that train going even faster. And you bet it's a collision course. The enemy's got their train. They're throwing coal in it. The dead bodies of dead Iraqi children. The propaganda. Their pharmaceutical ad money. And they think we're going to blink. Hey, there's no track to get off. There's no stopping it now. The murdering terrorist that carried out the attacks will be brought to justice. You have to visualize that. Not because it's mumbo-jumbo. By visualizing, you're able to do it. In sports, in business, in anything. We're going to bring them to justice. They're going to stand in the Nuremberg dock. It's all going to come out. You didn't just kill Kennedy. Yeah, you blew his head off, but people said, well, that's him, not us. But the American people know in their gut, if you'll kill 3,000 of us, you'll kill 3 million of us. And they're now going, wait a minute, they'll kill 3,000 of us for no reason, even if we serve them and buy into the lie. Hell, they probably are poisoning us. And then the people go find out they are poisoning you. I'm going to say it again, cops. You think I'm nuts? You bet I'm crazy. Those of you that think you're normal living in this system, you think it's normal to go from 1 in 33 with cancer to 1 in 3? You think it's normal to go from 1 in a couple thousand to have diabetes to now 1 in 4 or 1 in 3, depending on the numbers you look at? You think it's normal to have all the rats dying in GMO tests and then they certify it for us to eat? You think human-cow clones are normal? We're living in crazy land. And I, for one, am not going along with it anymore. Now, I'm going to tell you again, officers listening, FBI doesn't matter. You can go find out the government engineered AIDS. It's declassified. It's public. You can go find out they engineered a lot of other stuff. I got a tape of the discoverer of the polio vaccine admitting that it was scores, over 40 deadly bioweapons viruses. You know what monkeys they used? You know why the U.S. and U.N. built their bioweapons labs in England and France in Africa? Because they could get away with whatever they wanted. Not a free society, no radio, no TV locally. It's all declassified. They created Ebola, everything. All of it. And Dr. Pianca gives speeches and gets standing ovations when he says soon airborne will be released and 90% of us will die. And the entire auditorium stands for 3-minute long sustained standing ovations. It's a sick cult, isn't it? Can you imagine the power trips of all these scientists? Many of them have been let in on the plan. As soon as their police state's in place, as soon as the police are trained for roadblocks and locking down cities, they're going to start releasing it. You understand? And I know you're not going to listen now, but when you die, police, when your children are dying, you can at least get on the radio and tell officers in the next town that didn't know that it was them, that they did it. Will you do the right thing? Will it have a Hollywood ending? Like in Soylent Green when he says it's made out of people, you got to tell them, Hatcher, soon they'll be breeding us like cattle. Or it won't be like that, will it? You'll probably just sit there and die with your children vomiting with sores all over them, with blood coming out of every orifice. You'll probably sit on the radio begging for the black helicopters to come save you. You will, won't you? Yes. Yes, that's what you're going to do, isn't it? You'll sit there just like the head of the police in the county around New Orleans when the feds told him, you can't go get your mommy. He said, yes, sir, mommy dies. Because that's who you are. You've lived a lie, you've lived cowardice so long that you're fully committed to all of it. And then when Reverend Jeremiah Wright comes out and tells the truth, you'll call him a traitor. But don't confuse that with Barack Obama. He just did that in local politics to get elected state senator. He doesn't believe any of that. He believes, like the speech at the end of The Shooter, where he tells him, there's only the haves and the have-nots, the winners and the loser. You might as well be on the side who's well-paid. You guys on the side that's well paid only survive because you had a free society to feed off of, and now you've run that down the tubes, and the boys at the top of the pyramid are closing it all down now. The joy ride's over for everybody, and I'm mad about it because I want to go wax my car. I want to go on vacations. I want to work out 2 hours a day. But I can't do any of that because I know the whole society's run by a criminally insane mob of psychopathic genius eugenicists who openly in every one of their statements say they plan to kill us. I played the top eugenicists / top robotics experts in the world that head up entire university divisions saying that the cyborg class is going to kill the rest of the Terrans as soon as they're in control. And that's what the owner of Sun Microsystems told you. He said, I went to a meeting with 200-plus of the top owners of technology companies, and all they talked about was how they're going to get life extension and how they're going to kill the rest of us. Do you understand? This is science fiction. It's 2008, you idiots. They got a huge black op surrounding us. We've got no future if they continue. You think they're going to be content with killing the Africans or killing the Asians or killing us? They're never going to stop until we stop them. Play Jeremiah Wright. Play him. Listen to this. Listen to him.
In your sermon, you said the government lied about inventing the HIV virus as a means of genocide against people of color. So I ask you, do you honestly believe your statement and those words?
Have you read Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola? Whoever wrote that question, have you read Medical Apartheid? You read it? No questions from the floor. I read different things, as I said to my members. If you haven't read things, then you can't. Yeah, based on the Tuskegee experiment and based on what has happened to Africans in this country, I believe our government is capable of doing anything. In fact, One of the responses to what Saddam Hussein had in terms of biological warfare was a non-question, because all we had to do was check the sales record. We sold him those biological weapons that he was using against his own people. So anytime a government can put together biological warfare to kill people and then get angry when those people use what we sold them, yes, I believe we are capable.
And I want you cops who are listening laughing right now, God forbid I tried to stop it, but when your 20-year-old son or daughter is dying of a rare brain tumor connected totally to the different viruses they've been caught putting in every major vaccine that's been studied, when you're there and your son takes that and you hear that death rattle, you ever been in a room when somebody dies? I've been in a room multiple times. I want you to remember that you didn't listen to me because it was too good to be in a power position. It was too good to rationalize and make excuses about who you work for. Oh, I hate your guts, you cowards out there who can't admit what we've become. Get real! All the scumbag, cowardly patriots who think this is all a game, being a patriot. The other talk show hosting people, you get your head screwed on straight too. Realize how serious this is, you little cowards.
Baby, I'm gonna leave you.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your powering needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
I'm not going to lay here and stand still while these bastards murder me. 99.9% of you aren't part of the elite out there listening right now. I don't care if you got $100 million in the bank. and you play golf with U.S. senators, you're nothing to the New World Order. And I've had enough of them carrying out their operations in secret. And I'm blasting through your calls now. I got a bunch of news coming up. And we got G. Everett Griffin orbiting towards the studio right now. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the air from Chicago.
Yes, Alex, this Wright, he's sailing under false colors. He's one of the New World Order. He got a Rockefeller Fellowship. He's a professor in theology, University of Chicago, Chicago Theological Seminary.
Yeah, but let's be clear. Let me just stop you. And I'm not defending Wright and a lot of stuff he says. This is a diversion. You've called before. You're going for Hillary. I believe they're all bad. I wouldn't vote for either one of them. Now, the point is there's a lot of people, every Rhodes Scholar, doesn't serve the New World Order. A lot of them rebel against it. Just because Wright got some scholarship when the Rockefellers give out $20,000 a year or whatever doesn't mean he's exposing it. The proof is in the pudding. The fruit is on the tree. Go ahead.
Well, the other point is, a couple of points. You talk about him being a Korean War veteran. He was born September 22nd, 1941.
I never talked about him being
a... Well, I heard that. The blacks put it out.
You said I talk about it.
Well, all right, I'll retract that.
That's shocking.
But this has been publicized. You're picking on an elderly Korean War veteran. Now, the situation...
Hold on, stop right there. First you said that I said he was a Korean War veteran, and you were saying I'm wrong. That's not true. Now you say I'm picking on an elderly Korean War veteran. Maybe I'm beating girls up in wheelchairs next.
No. What I'm trying to say is you talked about Cheney, or you said this, and also this Wright. No military record. Well, you know something? Let's look at Martin Luther Kingfish, Jesse Jackson, James Jackson, Al Sharpman. They had no military record. Black Panthers, Stroke Lee Carmichael, H. Crap Brown, Fred Hamster, Malcolm X-Ray. No military record. So what are these guys talking about? Seems to me that there's a false paradigm going on here.
Hey, listen, I never said that these guys were some type, that this Wright guy's a perfect person. I'm saying the issue about our government testing chemicals, biologicals on everybody, and they do it to black, white, doesn't matter, is wrong, and it needs to stop. And I said Al Sharpton is definitely the lesser of the two men. He is attacking Reverend Wright right now.
Well, that's the false paradigm. They're all on the same team. The only other thing, I condemn Hillary for talking about a bulletproof Bush that was in the Kosovo. That never happened.
Look, William Crystal is now endorsing Hillary. Operation Chaos is meant to get her elected.
Well, given the fact that, we have this price, the situation with the milk and bread racketeering, and they used to have FBI agents on the Chicago board, floor of the Chicago Board of Trade. Maybe we need somebody in there and not laissez-faire for big business. And I'm saying Ron Paul will go with big business, and I don't believe in that. He says less government, no government, let these racketeers police
I hear
themselves.
You. Look, I appreciate your call, and I'm not picking on a Korean War vet. I appreciate your call, and I understand the points you're making. But listen, big corporations lobby for big government. You've got it backwards. It's a fact. They get corporate welfare. They use big government to go after their competition. You couldn't have this big government and all this corrupt global corporate system if you didn't have big government. If you didn't have people wanting big government, and corporations didn't want it. What are global corporations? What's the New World Order? It's global corporations setting up a world government they own and run. Real simple. That's the New World Order, global fascism, where they use socialism to socialize us, to control us, but then they keep the profits. It's socialism on the bottom, fascism on the top. That's the true political paradigm, but you won't learn that in political science. They'll teach you a load of bull.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, I'm going to play a clip from a Dr. Lynn Horowitz film that he's put out for free on Google Video. We have it linked in a story Paul Watson wrote today, titled, Wright Says U.S. Government Capable of Creating AIDS Virus. Well, they got the document where they created not just that one, but a bunch of other autoimmune viruses. We're going to play some of this film that really breaks it down, where the inventor of the, quote, polio vaccine admits that they made the vaccine not just out of monkeys from Africa, but from bioweapons lab. It's all been tested on, of course, by design. It's all very funny, of course, too. He laughs about it. So we'll play that and a lot more. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Who's up next here? I had my call list. Ben in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? I really want to commend you for all the big celebrities and all these top highbrow, high-cotton people you're bringing on the air, man. Those are really good shows. I really like that. I wanted to maybe, have you ever thought about getting, I know I've asked you this when you were on KLBJ, have you ever thought about getting Immortal Technique on, or any rap, hip-hop artists talk a lot about what you're talking about?
Well, I mean, I've had Paris on. And
Paris was awesome. I love that interview, man. I've never even actually heard any of his stuff aside from the program here.
Well, at the start of the new 9/11 film I'm making, which is really a sleeper, folks. I can't believe how people are saying this is the best film ever made. Wait till you see it. I haven't really hyped it. I should be hyping it. It's amazing. This new film that I'm making, it starts with Paris out there with us. Some things he had to say on the, Immortal Technique.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'll try and shoot you some other artists. I'm sure you've heard a lot of them. Another question, you got any plans on going on the KLBJ show in the morning?
I mean, if they invite me, that's fine. I mean, I'm going to be on, BBC,
thing.
I appreciate your call. I'm going to be on BBC 5 tonight for 30 minutes debating some pea brain from BBC. And then I'm going to be for 3 hours on the Raleigh James show. So, I mean, I'm working all the time here. Not just what you hear on air. Let's go ahead and talk to Rusty in Arkansas. You're on the air.
Yeah. Will that BBC piece be on Prison Planet? And
I don't know. I don't have the staff to tell them to tune in and grab it. But, in fact, I was told I was set up yesterday, and I need to confirm that.
Okay, that'd be really great to listen to, Alex. I just wanted to ask you, I know it is related, but do you think the actual food problems we're having with the prices going up, are they directly related to us, the people, accepting the NAU? And also, I haven't heard anything about the bases that were or are being built over in Iraq lately on your show. I hadn't really heard anything about it since Terror Storm, and I was wondering if you had any new news on that.
Say that again?
The permanent bases that were being built in Iraq.
Yeah, they've built 15 permanent ones, three giant embassies. That embassy holds 4,000 people. Their own official Pentagon documents say they do not plan to leave for the next century, and they're going to attack Iran and Syria. Whenever they do that, we're not sure. And so that's the basic operation there.
Okay, I was just wondering because I haven't heard any news on it since around Terror Storm was released. Also, have you talked to anybody else that has basically been saying that about Bush starting another war to stay in office besides Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura?
Well, it's certainly a danger because they see all the tools of control and the mechanisms for martial law being put in, and everybody's talking about it. I mean, it's public. I don't want to say Willie Nelson isn't sophisticated. I don't want to say Jesse Ventura isn't sophisticated. They just haven't fathomed the corruption to the level we as listeners, you know, regular listeners have, though Willie says he listens all the time. It's bigger than just Bush. I think they know that. It's institutional. So it may not be Bush that does it. It could be Hillary, Barack Obama, McCain. Doesn't matter. They're all from the same cloth. I appreciate your call, sir. We're going to come back, take a few more calls. Then I'm going to play some of this Lynn Horowitz film. And then we got G. Everett Griffin in studio. This is the GCN Radio Network, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, TruthNews.us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Horowitz has got like a two-hour, 20-minute film out. Oh, I watched it months ago. What's the name of it, John? In Lies We Trust. That's right. I'm going to play like 15 minutes of it. Then G. Everett Griffin's coming in the studio. Got a bunch of other news we'll be covering. And there's this huge news from We Are Change going up on InfoWars. Gary Hart, Newt Gingrich. What's the other one? Ted Turner admitting he wants a one-child policy in the U.S. Then being screamed at and told that we're not his slave. Just wonderful stuff that's going up. You can't beat it. It's so wonderful. And it's going to happen more and more with these criminals. Let's go ahead and yes, he gave $1 billion for eugenics in Africa. So sick. And see, the mainstream media is in on it. He gave money to help them. We are helping them. Let's go ahead and talk to Rodney in Kentucky. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, man, it sure is great to hear from you, dude. Just wanted to let you know that you got a whole group guys down here, families, everything. Pray for you on a daily basis, man, to make sure that you can continue to do what you're doing. You know, we truly think that you are just a lone voice in the wilderness crying out, man. And we appreciate
Well, I love you guys,
you
too.
Do.
I couldn't do it without all of you.
Well, one of the main things I just called in real quick, I just think that's one of the things that I think most people, your listeners, need to concentrate on is, like you say, don't drink the tap water. Drink distilled water. Get off the coffee. Go to green tea. Work out. Get yourself in shape. Lift weights. Run. Train in some type of serious, not McDojo, these Taekwondo places that open up on every corner to babysit your kids, a real Chinese martial art, or especially Kali, the Filipino martial arts, where you learn. These guys are always, you know, you see in these riots and everything, they're always, the police always using those sticks against innocent civilians. If you learn how to use that stick yourself, believe me, you can defend yourself against stuff like that. You know, don't eat crap. Try to eat good. Don't listen to what these studies are saying. Take the supplements.
Yeah, realize that the media and the government is our enemy, and it's a false paradigm. Realize we're literally like in a matrix. But it's a mental matrix where everybody's just playing along. No, we're under attack.
But if you get up off that couch and do something, get physically active, get yourself in shape, you can break out of that matrix. You will think clear. You'll have a purpose. And, I mean, to me, that's just like what's the old saying? Well, he, you know, that lives best wins. Well, that's true. If we can live good, we can live healthy, we can beat these guys, man. There's no, you know, buy supplements, buy everything, stock up on stuff so that you don't need to go out and stand in these bread lines and these food lines and go to us. Have this stuff so you can be at home with your family and fight in the new world order.
Exactly.
And another quick thing is there, I don't know if anybody has seen or not, but there is a material out called Thor Shield. I hope you can understand that with my old southern accent, that defeats the tasers. It's material that defeats tasers called Thor Shield. Look it up on the internet.
Yeah, that's a clothing.
Right now,
sure.
Though.
Thank you. Great call. Call me back again. I got to move fast because I want to take some more calls and go to this video. But earlier, somebody walked in during the break and was talking to me, so I didn't really focus on what the last caller Rusty in Arkansas said. And Rusty was saying, do you think this is real about the food and gas? Or one of the callers was. The point is, yes, it's three different things mainly. It's that Big Agra has bought up most of the, or large areas of the growing belts and has been cutting back on what they produce. They've shut down most of the family farms. They're shutting down the rest, or trying to. Also, the dollar's been massively devalued, okay? And at the same time, the U.S. government is shipping a lot of our food out as emergency aid. So the dollar's down, so it's cheaper to buy food from us now because, it's like we're pesos or something. Foreign countries can buy it cheap, A. B, subset of that same point, our government's taking hundreds of millions of dollars of our food every month and giving it as aid. And the dollar's been devalued on top of it. And then there's another point. There's another reason, because I've been studying this for a while. I was just thinking of it, and there's so many thoughts. What's frustrating about this show, and then I forget. Oh, what's the other big key? Other big key. It's one of the most important to all of this happening. But the United Nations said, I can't remember, it'll pop my head in a minute. The United Nations said in the 1997 UN Food Summit in Beijing that they would, quote, use food as a weapon. It's in State Department Memorandum 200. It's official IMF and World Bank documents that came out in 2002. I mean, those are the sources, just some of them. There's thousands of others. There's the Royal Commission on Population, 44 to 49. But I was just giving you some of the newer ones that have leaked out. The IMF admits those are real, by the way. They're very upset about him coming out. We know who leaked him. Was he on the show this week? I wonder. Or was it last week? Stiglitz. But, some of these guys still have morals. I mean, Stiglitz, economist, Nobel Prize winner, but he did go public and say, I'm not going to be part of this. He believes in globalism, but not the tyrannical type. Well, the point is anything that's big and centralized is going to be tyrannical. The food crisis is real. I forgot climate. There's also been a lot of weird climatological things that have happened that have reduced food production as well. So climate plays into that. Okay, there we go. Let's talk to Jack. Jack, where are you calling me from?
Hello there. Is this Alex?
Yeah.
Hey, I was just making a joke. I was Officer Jack Boot.
Oh, okay.
From your show, I don't know when that was. I just saw it on YouTube and had a laugh.
It was about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, so I'm doing my best, man. I'm going out there and I'm making everybody tune into your stuff, watch your movies, and, you know, I got my mom now watching it, and she can barely stand it. You know, she just retired, and she's just like, you got to take this call. She feels that she's too old for it, but she, you know, she's starting to get disgusted. I got, like, Netflix, got your movies coming in so I can show them to her. And I wanted to say I donated some money to those guys, but I went to the meetup group thing, and I wasn't able to find the PayPal donation, so if anybody wants to donate to them, I was able to get to the wearechange.org and
okay.
From there. My one question is, since we're doing, I'm doing all I can, and, I mean, I even talk to people I haven't talked to in ages, and I just mentioned Ron Paul and say, oh, I've been working hard and trying to get this guy, because the Federal Reserve and everything, and they actually say, who is Ron Paul? And, I mean, I can't believe
I mean, one-fifth of Americans can't find the U.S. on a map, 80-plus percent don't know who the vice president is. So the elite would say they don't count. All that counts is people that are involved, and in a way that's true. So just when somebody's drooling at you, just move on.
Yeah, well, how do we get, like, how do we get your movies or how do we get this message into the mainstream? I mean, is there a way that we could buy time on the major networks, you know, do a big promotion, set up a website and say,
they're dying and those one-shot wonders really don't work. It's just the overall death by a million cuts. We're hitting them, newsletters, websites, calling into talk shows, confronting politicians, taking over media events. I mean, when you take over some Bill Clinton event on ABC News, you know, 10 million people see it.
Yeah.
You know, you go up with a $300 handy cam and ask Gary Hart about why he said the government stages terror attacks, and he admits it, and then hundreds of thousands will see that in the next year, millions over the next few years. It just keeps building. It doesn't go away. And again, it's thousands of those things are happening. I mean, We Are Change is confronting about 20 people a week I know of. It's getting more and more insane by the minute. I mean, Jimmy Carter just called for a new 9/11 investigation and said he was concerned about false flag terror. I mean, it's incredible what's happening.
Right. And one more question, if you have time. I saw in one of your videos, maybe I saw it on YouTube, you refused the thumb scan to get a driver's license.
Yes.
And I just moved close to a year now from Las Vegas back here to Florida because of some economic problems.
Okay.
Moved back in with my mom and stuff, almost 40 years old. But basically, I had a passport, and that's now expired, and I haven't got a driver's license yet. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any valid ID, but it's not that I'm off. I got a bank account, so they know
where
I'm
at. No, I understand. So go ahead and tell me.
Did you ever get a driver's license?
No, and I appreciate your call. I did get a driver's license. Now, let me explain this. That was 10 years ago. No, that was 11 years ago, 1997. And I said then, we're trying to beat the national ID card now. Once it's in place, it needs to be politically changed. And so, yes, I didn't have one from 97 to 2002. I know, 2003. Actually, I need to look on my driver's license to tell you. Let me just look. I know it's about to expire. Yeah, it expires in 2010. I guess it doesn't say when I got it. But the point here is that I'm in the control grid. So I've chosen to do that, you know, for easier movement and things. I'm already tracking my cell phone. I don't just have NSA listening to me with computers. I have actual people assigned to me. And I hope they enjoy the eugenic attack they're under from their bosses. That's what I always tell them when I'm on the phone. It's just like I pay the income tax to the private banks. I mean, we just saw Wesley Snipes get 33 months in prison. And that's when he had good lawyers who got him off the felonies. Those were the misdemeanors. And so I have CPA certify it and all that. And I know I waive my Fifth Amendment and it's all criminal and it's a joke and they lie all the time anyways. The point is, I'm choosing my battles. I choose to just attack them, to expose them, to prove what they are, instead of, because I'm a high-profile target, instead of giving them excuses. I mean, I have a very clean nose. I keep myself clean as you can get. I do a speed a little bit, but the point is, that's about it. So, I try not to, you know, beat the hell out of people. because I do like to get in fist fights, and it's a problem. But other than that, I'm a pretty straight-laced person, and that doesn't mean that they still won't try to set me up or do something. And by the way, I'm not saying I try to keep from not losing my temper because I'm tough. It's a weakness. You know, I just tell listeners the truth about my life and who I am and why I am. When I tell those stories about growing up, those are all true, by the way. It's like everything else, every claim I've made, it's like John Wayne. No brag, just fact. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to play a few minutes of the Horowitz video. We'll play that at the end. Gilbert Griffin's going to be with us for about an hour and 15 minutes. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
G. Edward Griffin is going to be in studio with us. Coming up in about 5 minutes. Here's a little clip from Butterlin Horowitz's video in Lies We Trust. In the last 15 minutes of the show today, I'm going to play 15 minutes or so more of this, but here's a few minutes of it right now, just a taste of what's coming up.
So I went down to see Bill Mann at the zoo in Washington, D.C., and I told Bill Mann, I said, look, I got a problem. I don't know what the hell to do. Bill Mann is a real bright guy. And I said, these lousy monkeys are picking it up, you know, while being stored in the airports in transit, at these loading, offloading, loading. He said, very simple. He said, you go ahead, get your monkeys out of West Africa, and get the African green, bring them into Madrid, unload them there. There are no other traffic through there for animals. Fly them into Philadelphia, pick them up. Or fly them into New York and pick them up right off the airplane. So I brought African greens, and I didn't know we were importing AIDS virus at the time.
And it was you who introduced AIDS virus to the country.
Now we go.
It was you who introduced AIDS virus to the country.
Now we go.
It was you who introduced AIDS virus to the country.
Now we go.
Became real story.
Became
real story.
Became real story.
Verbal due to Vilvervex. Verbal due to Vilvervex. Verbal due to Vilvervex.
So what he did, he brought in. I mean, we brought in those monkeys. Now we had those. And this was the solution, because those monkeys didn't have the wild viruses, but we had all
Wait,
of these.
Why didn't the greens have the wild viruses since they came from
because
Africa?
Because they weren't being infected in these group holding things with all the other 40 different viruses.
But they had the ones they brought from the jungle, though.
Yeah, they had those, but there were relatively few. What you do is you have a gang housing, you're going to have an epidemic transmission of infection in a confined space.
Oh, is that the problem?
So anyway, the greens came in. Now we had these, and then we're taking our seed stocks to clean them up, and God, now I'm discovering new viruses. So I said, shoot, us priest. Well, I got an invitation from the Sister Kinney Foundation, you know, which was the opposing foundation, and that was the live virus.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they had jumped on Sabin's bandwagon. Mm-hmm. And they had asked me to come down and give a talk at the Sister Kinney Foundation meeting. And I said, it was an international meeting. I thought, God, what am I going to talk about? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about the detection of non-detectable viruses as a topic.
There were those who didn't want a live virus vaccine. They concentrated. The National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis concentrated all its efforts on getting more and more people to use the killed virus vaccine. While they were supporting me for research on the live virus vaccine.
So now I gotta have something, you know, that's gonna attract attention. So I thought, gee, that damn SB40. I mean, that damn vacuolating agent that we have. I'm gonna just pick that particular one. Mm-hmm. That virus has got to be in vaccines. And it's gotta be in Sabin's vaccine, so I quickly tested it. Sure enough, it was in there. And
I'll be damned.
So now, so I go ahead and...
So you just took stocks of Sabin's vaccine off the shelf here at Merck?
Yeah, well, that had not been made at Merck. It was made at Merck.
You were making it for Sabin at this point?
Yeah, it was made before I came.
Yeah, but at this point, Sabin is still just doing these massive field trials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In Russia and so forth. So I go down, I talked about the detection of non-detectable viruses. And I told Albert...
But at this point, Sabin is still just doing these massive field trials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In Russia and so forth. So I go down... I talked about the detection of non-detectable viruses. And I told Albert, I said, listen, Albert, I said, you know, you and I are good friends. But I said, I'm gonna go down there and you're going to get upset. But I'm going to talk about a virus that's in your vaccine. Now, you're going to get rid of the virus. Don't worry about it. You're going to get rid of it. But, so, of course, Albert was very upset with me.
What did he say?
Well, he said basically that this is just another obfuscation that is going to upset vaccines. And I said, well, you know, you're absolutely right. But I said, we have a new era here. We have a new era of a detection. And the important thing is to get rid of these viruses.
Why would he call it an obfuscation if it was a virus that was contaminating
vaccines?
Well,
because, there are 40 different viruses in these vaccines anyway that we were inactivating. And
But you weren't inactivating the kids, though.
That's correct. No, that's right. But yellow fever vaccine had leukemia virus in it, and, you know, this is in the days of very crude science. So anyway, I went down and talked to him, and Albert said, well, why are you concerned about it? I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, I have a feeling in my bones that this virus is different. I don't know why to tell you this, but I've been around biology a long time. I just think this virus may have some long-term effects. Mm-hmm. And he said, what?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it.
They railed against the crowd. Another ragtag band declaring independence.
I'm gonna go loud right now.
Laid their bodies down on a bloody war and liberty for their descendants.
It is the 29th day of April 2008. We have got an hour and a half left in transmission for the next hour and 15 minutes, roughly. G. Edward Griffin, really a legend in the alternative media, New World Order resistance movement, one of the last living icons, the great-granddaddies, in the fight. He's a sharp, handsome devil for being in the fight this long, and it's good to have him here with us. A very long bio up on Wikipedia, a lot of different websites, scores of films. He's made. He has, of course, the best-selling author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. He founded in 2002 Freedom Force International, and he is in studio with us today. Mr. Griffin, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks a lot, Alex. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you with us. You're going to be speaking tonight later in Austin at UT at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about that later. Right now, tell us about G. Edward Griffin. Tell us about your life. Tell us about the experiences you've had. I mean, I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but, I mean, the scope, how long you've been in this, the films you've made. Spend 10 minutes on that.
10 minutes. Well, you're going to lose your audience on this one. It's really not that much. I'm basically a writer, Alex, as everybody knows. I started into this field, this freedom field, if you want to call it that, in 1959. By 1960, I was up to speed. I was very alarmed at what was going on in the world. And I quit my job, which was a comfortable job with an insurance company, and I became a crusader. And my first issues back in those days had to do with the United Nations. Now, I went through school. I was taught that the UN was our last best hope for peace. It was a means by which all nations could join together in peace and brotherhood and all that stuff. And I bought into it lock, stock, and barrel. And then one day I opened up a pamphlet, and the author of the pamphlet was a college professor from some Midwest university. And he was telling me that this was all a false image, that what these guys actually had in mind had nothing to do with peace and brotherhood, but totalitarian control over the world. Well, that upset me, and I didn't believe it, of course. But anyway, you asked about my history. That is the first thing that nudged me and made me start to think about the assumptions that I had.
And don't be shy, because this journey, I mean, you woke up back when hardly anybody was awake. This journey is important for other people out there who are having similar journeys. And I think it's an example of what one person can do, you know, after they wake up and decide, I want to stand up for goodness. I want to stand up against evil. I want to fight corruption.
Well, yeah, I guess that is a parallel journey that a lot of people are taking today. And so with that in mind, thanks for encouraging me. I guess the details are perhaps important.
Yeah, I mean, you're a trailblazer. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, that was back in 1960, and I started to give speeches on the United Nations, and I called it the Fearful Master. And that was based on a George Washington quote. You know, the government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force. Like fire, it is a fearful master and a dangerous servant. So I used that theme as the title for my speech, and then I decided to write a book, and then that went from one thing to the other. The first video presentation I did was a film of another speech, that I was giving called The Grand Design. Now, The Grand Design in those days was the development of U.S. foreign policy, which was to get rid of U.S. sovereignty, to create a true, what they now call fondly, the New World Order. And in order to do that, they needed to scare the American people with the threat of atomic holocaust. That was the grand design. So that was the first video I did. And then from there, it just went on down the line. I've done things not always having to do with political issues. One of the major works that I consider to be one of the most important things I ever did was something in the field of health. It had to do with cancer. I wrote a book called World Without Cancer, the story of vitamin B17, which is a natural control for cancer. It has nothing to do with drugs or chemotherapy or radiation. And I learned a lot while researching and pursuing that field. I did a documentary on the discovery of Noah's Ark, which was more for fun because I've always had an interest in archaeology and ancient Earth history. But most of my work has been in the field of politics or freedom issues.
And in that field, I would say The Creature from Jekyll Island is central.
Well, thank you. The Creature from Jekyll Island, of course, is all about the Federal Reserve System. And frankly, Alex, when I wrote that thing, I really thought I was wasting my time. You know, it's a big, thick book. It's 600 and some pages. And I thought nobody wants to read a big book or even a small book, for that matter, on the subject of the Federal Reserve. Too dry. Well, much to my surprise, a lot of people wanted to read about it. And today it's in its 20th printing. And I just got a call from my warehouse manager the other day saying that we have to go for number 21 now. So it's amazing. And I think that the economic woes that the nation is facing had a lot to do with the public becoming more concerned with an issue that ordinarily they would not think too much about.
I mean, you made so many other films, though, about Katanga and what really happened in Africa and the UN running the slaughter. I mean, how many films, how many presentations, how many visual, video film productions have you made?
Good question. Altogether, I'd say there's about 30 or 32, somewhere in that range. Most of them were video, a few, about five or six books, and a lot of audio, actually. Audio is really my favorite medium. I cut my my tooth, so to speak, on audio back in the days when we used to carry around these big Kodelsky tape recorders, you know, the Nagras, they called them. It was used primarily for film work in Hollywood, and they're very high-quality tape recorders. And I carried two of those around to a lot of lectures and recorded people who were speaking on various aspects of the freedom movement. And then today, actually, I have probably the world's largest collection of original audio recordings in that genre. I knew that I had the second largest one because I used to go around to all of these meetings recording people, and I'd run into a particular guy. His name was Harry Laney, who also had another set of Nagras, and he was an engineer that worked for IBM, and that was his hobby, to record these things. He had absolutely the greatest collection. And then some years later, when he passed away, his widow called me and asked me if I would like to have his collection. So now I've got his and mine.
You need to get some volunteers to, like, upload all those to Google Video or audio and get them out to people.
I know. I mean, thousands of them.
You could probably put together, like, a 20-CD set, too.
2,000-CD set. I've already converted.
You make them data CDs, though.
Oh, data CDs. Yeah, that would be more like it. Actually, I have converted some of them to CDs. We call it the Audio Archives series.
And I know you've got a lot of, and in fact, a lot of your old films people can still get. My buddy Chris Athanas bought most of them and aired them on local access TV and really woke a lot of people up.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of old stuff, but most of that material, even though it's old, is very apropos.
Oh, no, because they just repeat the same thing. Yeah, it's a methodology.
Really. Yeah, it becomes even more valuable with age because you can realize with the passage of time that the issues are repeating and also that the opinions that we're expressing are valid. The things that we predicted 20 years ago have come to pass.
Well, that is the proof in the pudding. I mean, everything you talked about, everything that I've talked about, I mean, we're just going off their own documents. It's all developed. It's all unfolded. And I think that's why so many people now are waking up, because the end game of what we said the globalists, the New World Order would do, the controllers, the architects, if they ever had their way, that they would do A, B, and C, and they're doing A, B, and C. And I think now, how do we capture the attention of all those people and give them goals to try to attain now? And how do we get around all the kooks and weirdos that, and I don't try to be a gatekeeper here. I don't really try to censor or even cover people I disagree with, but there are a lot of weirdos that, just because there's a vacuum with the mainstream media lying and spinning, then you have the alternative media with a lot of craziness too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that that I deal with daily. We have a weekly news service we put out called Unfiltered News. And of course, people send me all this stuff, and they get upset once in a while because I don't push it through. But I recognize, having been at this game for so many years, that a lot of this stuff is just nonsense. It's garbage.
Well, also, that'll be something divisive. Like, you've got to say it's all the Jews, and they secretly drink blood, and they work for the Vatican, and they're under control of reptoids. And I'm just here saying, hey, I want to fight the globalist system. If we get into arguing about who controls it all day, I mean, I do cover that some, then, I mean, that gets into cliques and balkanization instead of a message of more liberty, more freedom, UN bad, global government bad.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad to hear you say that, Alex, because that is a pitfall that's, I think, deliberately put out there by our enemies. They want us to step into those traps. And, we can't do that. But you know what, this business of predicting what's coming in the future, 2 days after 9/11, I sat down, like a lot of people did, and wrote something out. You know, we were speaking from passion, speaking from emotion. The event was so overpowering. A lot of us just wanted to put something in writing to capture our thoughts and our feelings. Well, that particular day, I started a writing session that was to go on for a couple of months. But on the end of the third day, I had written something called Predictions from 9/11. And I had made 13 predictions, and I kind of went out on the limb, and I didn't know whether I should publish these or not. And I decided to publish them, and I'm unhappy to say that every one of those predictions has come to pass.
That's what I always say. Unfortunately, we've been right, and 9 times out of 10, it actually is worse than what we originally said. Go over some of those 13 and what's happened.
Oh, well, some of them are, you know, anybody that studied the world events could make most of those predictions. You know, I talked about the fact that they would soon discover that the FBI and the intelligence agencies of the federal government had advanced knowledge of this attack, but did nothing to, you know, nothing to stop it. I made that prediction. I made the prediction that one that really went furthest out on the limb was that they would take a long, long time to find Osama bin Laden. Even though at the moment they were all, we're not going to stop searching the world until we find Osama bin Laden and bring him to justice for these crimes.
And you knew that because you knew they needed a boogeyman, and you'd seen him do this time and time again.
I knew that they needed the boogeyman. They needed Osama bin Laden as some kind of a figure, a symbol of the enemy that the American people could look at and say, we hate this man, we hate this man. There was a ploy that's been used so many times before in history. So that's the kind of thing, Alex. You could, you know, people look at me today and they say, how did you know all these things were going to happen? And I have to say, in all humility, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. All you have to do is just see how these elitists are running the show.
They're pathological. They're obsessive compulsive. In fact, when you read about Prince Charles or Prince Philip or the Queen of England or the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, it's almost like they are predatory, psychopathic types, control freaks, sadistic types. And they're also, if you read about them, they're obsessed with everything being just right. You know, every light bulb not being burned out, every yard being cut just perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're really neurotic, and it seems to be a type, you know, a psychological type. Of course, there's variance there, but it seems that we've got their MO, and they just repeat things with this methodology, this formula, over and over again. Can you speak to that?
Well, yeah, all I can say basically is I agree totally. First thing to observe, I believe, about this is that the ones who are making the decisions, that's not everybody in the organization structure, but the ones at the very top are very smart people. They're intellectuals. They're well-read. They're well-versed in history. And they're philosophers. And they have an ideology that they have thought through. They're completely aligned with it. They have allegiance to it. Once you understand what their ideology is and what their goals are, then that's when you begin to predict what they're going to do and what they're going to say. Because like an actor, you can put your own mind into that set.
And that say, part, that,
that
role.
Part, say, what would I do if I believed that?
Let me ask you this question then. I mean, to boil down in a simple fashion their ideology, it's end justifies the means. You're always going to have an elite. We are an enlightened elite, is their view. Yes, we want to exterminate the majority of the population. Yes, we're for eugenics, but that's survival of the fittest, that's social Darwinism. If we don't do it, somebody else will do it. And so, yes, we stage terror attacks, but it's for the greater good to get these Muslims under control. And yes, we do, put cancer viruses in a lot of the vaccines to get rid of people when they're, you know, 65, so we don't have to pay for their retirement. And, you know, Logan's Run. And yes, we do, you know, militarize the police, and we do bring the drugs in. But if the lower class is dumb enough to use them, we're going to put them in prison. You know, this is slavery's always been the way it is, and we've got to take care of ourselves. And they get into a power position too, where they always are being threatened by their own systems, their own competing elites. And so it's a synthesis of evil. To where even if you get somewhat, friendly or the benevolent dictator, they always get removed, and the centralized pyramidal power structure allows an elitist or gaggle of elitists who are the most ruthless. It's kind of a survival of the most ruthless get into those penultimate positions of power. So by a process of elimination through a type of hyper-social Darwinism, you do get the most psychopathic, intelligent, cunning groups. Then power tends to amass in more centralized hands. Then they become inbred, decadent, and insane. But then psychopathic, intelligent bureaucracies grow up around them to defend them and protect them as the institutions themselves grow. And now it's almost a machine that is self-replicating and is just continuing and operating on its own. And the very elites that created it, the very technocracy they've built, is almost like a moss growing on the back of a blue whale or something. And they're just travelers on this thing they've created. Do you agree with that?
Well, you said it so well. I can't think of any way to summarize it any better than what you just did.
Well, you can. I want you to elaborate on that.
Well,
I mean, what's their philosophy? You've been around longer. You've fought them. You've confronted them. You've talked to them. I mean, what's their main system?
Well, the one aspect of the many things you covered that really stuck in my mind is the truth that in the beginning, there's always some kind of an high ideal that drives these men and these women. They're always going to do something for, and here's the key phrase, for the greater good of the greater number. And that you're going to find that element behind all of the different variants of collectivism. And I think when we're talking about something like this, we have to recognize the common denominator of all of these ideologies of communism, fascism, Nazism, socialism, all of these things that we know historically have proven to be horrible conditions under which, or systems under which to live. The common ideology beneath them all is called collectivism. And the keynote, or the cornerstone, I should say, of collectivism is this thought that the individual must be sacrificed if necessary for the greater good of the greater number.
And so that is the ether in which this system survives.
That is the fertilizer, the ether, whatever it is. And it always starts off with this justification. Well, it's too bad we have to sacrifice this person or that minority or those 3,000 people or those 2 million people, whatever it is, as long as the number being sacrificed is smaller than the number supposedly being benefited, then they can claim the mantle of being benevolent, that they're really helping society.
Doesn't that go back to the military ideal of I'm going to put 100 troops out there to draw on the enemy? There, that 100's going to get killed, but then we're going to win the battle, and that'll save more of our troops in the end.
That is exactly the philosophy we're talking about. And there is some justification for it on the battlefield, of course. But when it comes to building a whole political and social system on that principle, you've got some real issues involving human rights.
And then you get a bunch of inbred elites on power trips, nihilistically running around building antimatter weapons. G. Edward Griffin is our guest. We'll tell you about his websites, organizations, and a lot more after this quick break. This is amazing. I may just go into overdrive today so we can play the Horowitz video. We might just go to 3 with Mr. Griffin if he can do that. And we'll take some calls coming up in the next hour. Stay with me.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed 2 products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only 1 tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com.
Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Riders on the storm. If you live in Central Texas, you'll be able to hop in your car or ride with your friends, carpool down to the University of Texas. Plenty of parking in the surrounding area at night. UT campus, 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. Not plenty of parking during the day. UT campus, 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. Jester Dorm, room A121A. So just the Jester Dorm, and it's a big room. I think it holds like 400 people, maybe more. Room A121A, and it's the 21st Street and Speedway. The message is the Quigley formula and the mission of Freedom Force International. More info at the event and parking is at PNAC, PNACitizen.org, PNACitizen.org. Book signing at Brave New Books afterwards, I would imagine, what, at 10 o'clock at night? Because it's at 8 p.m. to 9:45, then 15 minutes later after a break, across the street. It's about a block away there at Brave New Books, right there on the end of Guadalupe at the end of the drag, right at the start of the drag. UT campus, 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m., Jester Dorm, room A121A. Now, I would love to go see this. People always ask, why don't I come out to events? I'm going to be on BBC Five for a debate tonight. Maybe for a whole hour. They're saying for at least half the hour. That means it's going to be a real attack piece when it won't tell you how long you're on. And then for 3 hours, I'm going to be on Raleigh James Nationwide tonight at that time. So I can't be there, but believe me, I wish I would be there. I'd love to go to these events. But I hope you will go to this event tonight, room A121A. People think I'm not being friendly that I don't ever go to these events. I just can't because I'm tied down in the fight. Do you ever, Gilbert Griffin, do you ever get frustrated because you've been a prolific creative guy, you're doing more now than ever, that there's just so much you want to do, so many people you want to warn, so many facts you've got, but then you've got so much info that it's just, okay, there's not enough time in the day to do it all?
Do I ever get that way? I'm constantly that way. I decided some years ago that I had to put a lid on it because otherwise I'd be so filled with anxiety and frustration I wouldn't be able to think straight.
That's me.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say that, but that's the way it was when I was your age, actually. And then I realized it was getting to my health, and so I kind of backed off a little bit. And people say, oh, you're so calm now. Nothing seems to bother you. They have no idea what fire is raging inside. Yeah, constant frustration and anxiety about what's going on in the world. But somewhere along the line, you know, as you mature, you think, well, okay, you got to survive all of this. You got to live. So cool down and take it, you know, one step at a time. That's what I try and do.
Absolutely. We're going to break and start the fourth hour here in a moment. And I asked you what you wanted to talk about in the last segment for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and people listening to my streams on the internet. InfoWars, they had a chance to hear that behind-the-scenes discussion. People can go to those streams if they want to hear. Some of those we'll be having next hour so we can use as much of the hour as we can. But I want to go over what you wanted to discuss, the economy, the election, and then solutions. And so we'll spend the whole hour on that, maybe take a few calls. But we've got about a minute left. Let's start with the economy.
Well, the economy, I think everyone recognizes, is in meltdown. And why is it in meltdown is the big thing. And what can you do about it? It's in meltdown because the Federal Reserve System, under the watchful eye of the federal government, has pumped too much money into the system. They have they spent too much. They didn't want to raise taxes in order to pay for what they're spending, and so they decided to take it from the taxpayers in the form of inflation. That's in a 30-second summary. That's what's going on.
Do you think they've done this by design? A, is it a unified banking camp? That's a sub of A. And then B, how bad will it get?
I think it is by design on the part of the people that make the decisions. I think there are a lot of people in middle management, people who are part of the system without even knowing really what they're doing, that probably would never consciously design to throw away the American economy. They're just riding along. It's a great ride. But at the very top, I think that the people at the Federal Reserve level, for example, have known all along that that is the end of the line. And so they have had a plan B. They've had.
I agree. Stay there. And that's why they're building the camps, gearing up the police, handing out machine guns. They know that when they take it all, the yuppies are going to riot. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Griffin is our guest for the rest of the hour. I may even twist his arm and go a little bit into overdrive. I'm having too much fun. I like having to meet this guy in person after all these years. And Dr. Lynn Horowitz is going to be popping in for about 5 minutes today. Reverend Jeremiah Wright talked about his book about the engineering of AIDS, which we know is declassified, that and other classes of autoimmune viruses. It's kind of a cover for a whole host of things that are race-specific. I mean, my dad's a physician. He talked to medical doctors back in the 80s. He's like, son, it's a bioweapon. We all know it's almost impossible for whites to get it unless you've been taking heavy metal, you know, based drugs. The inside, not, you know, info is that this is a, I'm like, my dad's crazy. You know, I'm thinking when I'm, you know, a little, you know, teenager, and then it all turned out to be true. They knew back then it was just knowledge. My dad wasn't even into this stuff. I mean, it was just common knowledge. He's going to pop in for 5 minutes today. And then he'll be with us for an hour tomorrow. G. Edward Griffin is our guest. Continuing, sir, with what you were talking about when I said, is this engineered or is this happening just because they're such bad managers?
Well, I think that the people who make the policy decisions at the Federal Reserve level, okay, and above, by the way, Federal Reserve is, I think your listeners probably know this, the Federal Reserve is not a government agency. It's a cartel. It's a banking cartel. And Bernanke and all the people on the board of directors of the Federal Reserve, they're not really at the top of the pinnacle of this the structure.
They're not the private shareholders.
They're not the private shareholders. They're not the ones that make the decisions, but they make the minor decisions. They execute the major ones. So somebody has told them at the banking level that they want to do whatever is best for the interest of the banks. Now, they don't want to kill the golden goose that lays the egg, so they would like to see the American economy as prosperous as possible as long as the interests of the banks come first. And I've always said that whenever there was a direct conflict between the interests of the banks and the interests of the nation, you can be sure that the decisions would be made in favor of the banks. Now we're beginning to see that unfold where almost anybody can see it. And so the point of all that is that they have known from the very beginning, back when this thing was formed in 1913, that somewhere down the line, pushing the interests of the banks ahead of the interests of the people was going to have a consequence, and that was the consequence of inflating the money supply. And that would lead to inflation. That would lead eventually to the destruction of the American monetary unit, the Federal Reserve note. And somewhere down the line, they knew that the price would have to be paid for that. Now, that doesn't mean they wanted to see it happen. That doesn't mean they accelerated it or anything like that. But they have known it was going to happen.
Well, I mean, even I keep mentioning these articles, but even the Sunday Times of London, it's neocon, but the Financial Times of London, which is, you know, pretty open about what they're doing, had the headline that big central banks stand to gain from subprime crisis. And they admit that they're getting all this government money that inflates our money, and then but they're getting it for free. And then they're going in and buying up their competition. So they reduced the regulations in the 90s. They flooded everything with cheap liquidity. And now they're picking up all the real assets.
Oh, right. And they're picking it up not with their own money, but with taxpayers' money.
Exactly.
That's the hidden part that people miss. because that one of the purposes of the Federal Reserve, and the same thing with the Bank of England and the central banks in the other countries of the world, is to make this partnership between the banks and the government so that when the banks needed to be bailed out, the government would step in as a partner and use taxpayers' money to bail out the banks, to bail out their bad investment decisions, and they would sell it to the people as though this was somehow in the interest of the economy. This was preserving the economy. This was protecting the people. And that's what we see unfolding today. But back to the other thing, which is what they expect to see happen at the end of this game. They have known that the economy was going to melt down at some point. So what are they going to do about it? Just wait and then see if they can survive the chaos? No, these people are too smart for that.
They want to be in control of the implosion.
They want to be in control of the implosion.
Stay there. We've got a break for listeners listening to the InfoWar streams. We're going to continue during the break, and we'll be right back on the other side. We're going to get into the election, the staged election, G. Edward Griffin's take on that, some of the new books and videos he's got out, as well as his classic, Creature from Jekyll Island, and your phone calls and a lot of solutions. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today, you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
G. Edward Griffin is our guest, author of Creature from Jekyll Island. He's got a lot of different websites. One of them is freedom-force.org, freedom-force.org. We've got a link at the top of the main page of InfoWars.com. We'll tell you about some more of his great sites. Filmmaker, a lot of you
woke up to the New World Order because of G. Edward Griffin. You don't know it. Some other author, some other person woke you up, but you don't know that he woke them up. That's how these ripples in a pond happen. And it's the guy that was there, 20, 30, 40, I guess now 48 years ago when you got started, there throwing rocks in the pond. There are very few people. Before we get back to the economy, then the election, and then real solutions, who are some of the other icons? I mean, who do you think of as real icons? Who else was around when you were doing what you were doing? And who were some mentors that woke G. Edward Griffin up?
Well, there are two names that come to mind. One probably nobody ever heard of today, and that was Dan Smoot. Dan Smoot was a former...
The Smoot Report.
The Smoot Report. Well, you heard of it then, yes. Dan Smoot was a little guy. He used to work for the FBI, and he quit his job because he didn't think that his work for the FBI was constructive enough, and he became a communicator. And he put out the Dan Smoot Report, and he had a television program very similar to what you're doing here, Alex, except in those days it was all filmed on 16-millimeter film at a place in Texas somewhere. Anyway, Dan Smoot was one of the great mentors for me. And I remember one time thinking, as I was reading a Dan Smoot Report, I wish I could write like that. With such clarity of thought, with no garbage in it, right to the point and very succinct. So Dan Smoot. Another one that is more controversial figure would be Robert Welch. He was the founder of the John Birch Society.
I don't know why it was controversial.
Well, he was controversial because most people think that he was a kook. He was a real nut.
Oh, how dare him think that there's big banks financing the communists, which is now all declassified. Yeah. I mean, on History Channel, they admit the CIA put Mao in now.
Yeah. Well, back in the 60s and 70s, of course, Robert Welch was really anathema as far as the media is concerned. And, my friends and neighbors all thought that I was crazy for even associating with the guy because they thought he was a kook. They thought he was – they weren't sure whether he was a fascist or a communist or what, an anti-Semite or a racist. They had all these words floating around. He was none of the above. He was a very intellectual person and a historian. And he had a profound impact on awaking me to awareness of the continuity between what is going on today and what has been going on throughout history. And without that continuity, it's really hard to understand fully the essence of what's going on. Those are the two figures that had a profound effect on me. I like your analysis, though, because we all are just like pebbles in a pond. And if we can attract somebody's attention to the pond and then they start throwing pebbles in, first thing you know, we got more and more and big waves.
Or we could be a bomb with a uranium bullet, a plutonium bullet being fired into the uranium. And then you have those, that interaction. And it's going critical right now. I want to get more into the economy. But do you agree that this is the biggest, exponential growth of awakening from the Matrix to liberty? I mean, it's just explosive. It's just unbelievable right now.
Alex, there's no question about it. This is approaching critical mass, and that pulled my mind back to a topic we were on track with a moment ago, which is what these guys are anticipating to happen down at the end of the line. And we were talking about the economy at that time, so let me address that
very quickly. Let's finish up with the economy.
Because what they expect to see is a collapse of the U.S. dollar. They've been expecting that for decades. And so right now, they have unleashed Plan B, which is, their long-range goal is to get rid of the sovereignty of this nation, to literally get rid of the United States.
And by the way, the trilateralists in the 70s said they would first have, three global currencies, then merge those.
Yeah. So this is not a last-minute plan. And so now that the dollar is tanking, they're prepared to come on in the near future and say, aha, we have a solution for you folks. It'll be called the Amero. It'll be a new currency.
Dollarize the Americas, and together that'll get our credit back up, and then things can start moving. And then as soon as we accept that, then they turn the credit back on, and we think, oh, they fixed it.
They fixed it, yeah. So that will be a huge step to surrender our national sovereignty, so they will gain toward their ultimate goal. And we, if we're not careful, we'll be sold a bill of goods and be convinced that we've done a wonderful thing. So that's the answer. They do have a plan for everything, and that's not the end of the line either. Once the Amero or the regional currency is in place, then I would guess another 10, 15, 20 years perhaps, then finally they get rid of all of the regional currencies and merge them into a true international currency. And again, the process will be the same. The citizens of the world will be convinced that it was a step forward in their own best interest.
Now, the average person doesn't think in an institutional or long-term view. They don't even care about their neighbor. They've been taught to. They don't care about their kids, a lot of them, or they consciously do, but really don't carry that out. And so they think, well, how could something last that long? Why would they work for someone that came in the future? It's institutional family wealth. They sit over the institutions that give them personal wealth and power. It's in their best interest to always be expanding that power and control. It's part of a greater work that they're building, kind of like the guy, you know, that's sculpting, one of the great Indian chiefs in the mountains. It's probably take two more generations to do it. That's how universities, that's how organizations, that's how things continue. And they've stated all of this. They own the currencies now. They get power and control. It's just they're going to another phase where they've got total global control, because there's still cracks in the facade where people can still escape. There's still black markets. This is a total scientific dictatorship, the total managed economy, the final revolution, the monopoly of power that they're going for. Can you break that down for people?
Well, yes. Again, you've said it so well, Alex. But my own take on it is that this process of collectivism, that's what we're talking about, this concentration of governmental and political and economic power in the hands of a few who are making the decision supposedly in the name of the greater number, is for your own good, for the good of society, is heady wine. And maybe that's the wrong analogy. It's like pregnancy. Once it starts, it's got to go to full term. There's no case in history that a group of men who have pulled power over their fellow human beings, pulled it together, that they've ever stopped and said, well, this is enough. It's never happened. They always want more, more, and more. And so,
isn't this a guild of the ultimate control freaks?
It is a guild. And the interesting thing is that they will vie with each other over control of that guild. So we have splinters within this movement today, very important splinters.
But it's like Russian dolls. It's within the greater structure.
Yes, yes. But they will fight with each other for dominance. And maybe we can come back to that.
And they even talk about that and say that's what gives them vigor.
Yeah.
Kind of like O'Brien torturing Winston. He says, they're probably going to kill me too. But that's good because, you know, you think I have black circles around my eyes. Well, my unhealth, you know, me being worn out is part of the greater health of the vigor. We're the priest of power. It's about pressing on the nerve, Winston. It's always more, more, tearing humans apart, tearing language, tearing art, reducing it for power.
Yes, my gosh, that's well said, Alex.
Well, I mean, that's Eric Blair wrote that.
Yeah, I know, and it's so true. It's power for its own sake, and takes on a life force of its own. And the point being that, as I see it, that this process has never stopped short of total once it starts. So, do we learn anything from that? The question is yes. I think we can learn that the process that we're dealing with now is not going to stop of its own accord. If we just sit back and say, well, maybe these people are going to come to their senses, or maybe if we write a letter to our congressman, or maybe if we sign a petition asking that they obey the Constitution, maybe we can stop this power. No, we've got to confront that power with equal or greater power. And this is the part that many people do not want to face.
So anyway, let's do solutions, because Horowitz is coming up briefly. Let's just do solutions now and then get into how the Barack Obama, it's all a distraction. You know, that short-term thing, they get us diverted and distracted, that theatrical simulation of an election.
Yeah, that's a great topic, too. But I think you're quite right. The thing that we need to take away from any discussion like this is, what the heck are we going to do about it? And I come back to the word power that I used a moment ago. The thing that the forces of freedom have been missing, at least in the United States, in the period of time in which I've been aware of it, I've been a part of this movement since 1959, 1960. The one thing that has been missing from this movement all these years is the understanding and the awareness that we have to have power. I remember for years standing in front of audiences and saying, well, the concentration of power is very dangerous, and that's the problem. All these people are getting too much power over us. Now, we ourselves must not have power. We must take the power away from them somehow, but we ourselves must reject power, because that's the problem.
No, we need power.
Yes, but you see, that's the part that I was missing and many people have missed. And then one morning I woke up.
We only need power to tear down their structures. And then to guard against the structures being rebuilt.
But that is power nevertheless.
Yes. Well, and it's dangerous. But see, that's where the anarchists are wrong. You've got to have some state to defend against the state.
It is dangerous.
But you've got to be eternally vigilant and guard the jewel.
Well, you're right on target. You see, it took me much longer to figure this out. I woke up one morning and said, oh, as long as we say that we must not have power, we lose. We are going to lose. And so then the next step was, well, how can we...
When I own a gun, I have power. When I can own private property, I have power.
Exactly.
And I need power not to have baubles and trinkets and signets of power, but to defend myself.
Exactly. I like that analogy because guns are dangerous, are they not? Very dangerous. People get hurt with guns, get killed with guns. The only thing more dangerous is not having them when you need them.
I got one right here, G. Yeah. Eber Griffin. Yeah. Well, and it's not because I'm some gun nut. It's because if some crazy comes in here, I'm going to defend myself.
Yeah, you don't want to make a 9/11 call.
And so it's the power over, not coming home to my family.
Right. So that's the analogy. We do need power to protect ourselves. And so in this political arena, in the ideological arena, the reason we have been losing our liberties is because these crazies, these collectivists, these totalitarians who have a different vision for
the new
world. They
crave it. They want it.
And they have it. They have it. They have spent 100 years moving into the power centers
of society.
And now
these freaks are going to kill 90% of us.
Yeah.
Stay there, G. Edward Griffin. We're going to be right back after this break. This is just unbelievable. We'll go over past three if it's okay. But you can take a break right now for 4 minutes, okay? We'll be right back, folks.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter.
Gerard Griffin is our guest in studio. And we're going to go to break here in just a few minutes. And Dr. Lynn Horowitz is going to be popping in for about 5 minutes with us. Mr. Griffin's going to stay with us. Continuing with Solutions, Freedom Force International, sir.
That's my cue.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we were talking about power and the danger of power. And the good analogy was made that guns are dangerous. That people get hurt with guns, but the only thing more dangerous is not having them when you need them. Okay, now we deal with political power. It's dangerous. Everybody knows Lord Acton's well-known quote. Acton said, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so that was the cue I had years ago to say, well, if power corrupts, therefore we shouldn't have power. And then I realized that if you don't have power, you lose. So the question then became, is it possible for a movement such as ours to reach for power, political power, and yet design it in such a way that it cannot be corrupted by the power? And the answer is yes, it can be done. It's just never been tried. Well, that's not true. It was tried in the case of the American Revolution.
Well, that's what the founders tried, and it did separate power for a while, and it did limit it enough for at least some freedom to take place, and it was the greatest engine ever.
It was a great experiment. It was the first step ever in history to where people consciously tried to write a document that would limit the power of their own political leaders.
And 5% of the population got half the world's wealth.
Yeah. It didn't work, did it? Well, it's not surprising because it was a beta model. We are going to come to the time soon, I think, Alex, where we're going to have a chance to rework that model. Now we go to the second model, and we will have learned a lot in the process. The question is, how can you limit people with political power from being corrupted by it? And the answer, I believe, is to have a well-thought-out definition of what the purpose of government is. And if we limit the power of government, as we did to some extent with the Bill of Rights in our own Constitution, say that Congress shall not have the power to do this, this, and this, and then put teeth into it, we can keep our elected leaders from being corrupted by power because they won't be given the power in the first place. That's the solution. Don't give them the power. So that's my answer to it. And that's the reason that with Freedom Force International, the first thing we did was to introduce what we call the Creed of Freedom. And the Creed of Freedom is the statement of principles, positive principles, that all members adhere to. And if all of our members and all of our elected representatives adhered to the principles in the Creed of Freedom, then there would be no way for power to corrupt those individuals. So,
and to be clear, I mean, nothing's ever going to be perfect. We're striving towards more liberty, towards more freedom, instead of racing at light speed towards total tyranny.
Don't expect it to be perfect, no. Human nature isn't perfect. But we can be a lot closer to the goal than we are now, that's for sure.
Talk more about Freedom Force International.
Well, the whole purpose of Freedom Force was to do basically what I've been talking about, and that is to help our members to acquire power. We know that without power, we cannot achieve any political reform. And in fact, the motto of Freedom Force is this. In English, it's those without power cannot defend freedom. And there it is in a nutshell. We've got to quit being on the outside of the halls of power, looking in, saying, oh, please, those of you who make political decisions, won't you please listen to us? Won't you please...
Well, I've said we've even got to infiltrate. And that doesn't mean being dishonest, but be covert, you know, act like mainline conservatives, get into power, and then really leak info. I mean, at the city council, send people to jail, find the crud, hire PIs to follow corrupt mayors. You're going to catch them. Put the video of them cheating on their wife on the web. I mean, I've told people to go ahead and get mean.
Well, getting mean is, that's not infiltrating. That's doing your obligation.
Know.
You go into political office because you want to serve the nation or the city.
No, I do. Yeah. I want to bring down these people.
Yeah, bring down the corrupt ones. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that's your primary motive. I think people should go into political office who want to serve their community, not
but you serve by getting the corrupt people off.
You've got to do that first, obviously. Yeah. So that's the nutshell. We have members now, Alex, in 58 countries. Just blows me away. I can't believe that, because I find out that there are people in all over the world that have basically the same problem. And it's growing.
I'll tell you what, stay there. Mm-hmm. We're going to come back, talk, shift gears about their bioweapons programs against us, which I know you've covered, and the whole eugenics agenda. We're going to talk to Lynn Horowitz about 5 minutes. Then we're going to continue going back into solutions.
Fine.
I want to spend a lot of time on that, and then maybe a few calls, maybe go 10 minutes into the next hour and take a few calls as well. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
We're back live. Dr. Lynn Horowitz popping in for 10 minutes with us with G. Edward Griffin.
continuing with solutions in the fight against the New World Order. We've got Dr. Horowitz coming on for a full hour tomorrow. I appreciate him and his very busy schedule with his clinic and books and films and all the prolific work he's doing, coming on such short notice. But this is why we've got him on. And tomorrow, he's going to document this for everybody. I know a lot of you know this, but your friends, family, neighbors don't. Tell them tune in tomorrow for the full hour. Tell them to go to inliesweetrust.com. We have a story we wrote today up on prisonplanet.com. Wright says U.S. government capable of creating AIDS virus. Hecklers turn mute after pastor cites documented history of biological warfare against innocent people. And Dr. Horowitz has been kind enough to put his film up for free on Google Video, though he recommends you get it on DVD. And I've watched it, just amazing, documenting all the admissions of how they're killing it, much like my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement does. So let's play this minute and a half of Reverend Wright at the press club. This is big news as they attack Reverend Wright all over neocon, fake conservative radio, liberal TV, saying he's completely nuts. The government, it's never marched our troops into chambers and nerve gassed them. It never let black men die without treatment for 50 years of syphilis. It never radiated little children. The government loves you. Here's Reverend Wright.
In your sermon, you said the government lied about inventing the HIV virus as a means of genocide against people of color. So I ask you, do you honestly believe your statement and those words?
Have you read Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola? Whoever wrote that question? Have you read Medical Apartheid? You read it? No questions from the floor. I read different things, as I said to my members. If you haven't read things, then you can't. Yeah, based on the Tuskegee experiment and based on what has happened to Africans in this country, I believe our government is capable of doing anything. In fact, one of the responses to what Saddam Hussein had in terms of biological warfare was a non-question, because all we had to do was check the sales records. We sold him those biological weapons that he was using against his own people. So anytime a government can put together biological warfare to kill people and then get angry when those people use what we sold them, yes, I believe we are capable.
And again, for a full hour tomorrow, we're going to have Dr. Lynn Horowitz on just on this particular subject. But there it is being cited. That's all over national television, which is going to backfire on them because they're going to find his film. They're going to find his best-selling book. They're going to find out. And by the way, I didn't just believe Horowitz and others when I discovered all this 12 years ago, though I found him to be very accurate. I went out and looked it up myself and found out that it's a hall of horrors. It just never seems to end. Dr. Horowitz, thanks for coming on short notice. Your take on this firestorm nationally right now being triggered by Reverend Wright reading your book and others.
Well, it's obvious that the mainstream media is really completely taking everybody away from the most important thing, is the genocide. I know you've been telling people that, and I've been saying that. G. Edward Griffin has been saying that, many others. And the fact that he can make such a statement, he could cite the scientific evidence. The book, Emerging Viruses, the documentation we have on the website in originofaids.com, the movie, as you mentioned, that's freely downloadable, In Lies We Trust, showing the documents that shows the United States federal government created numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses, let them out, virtually as Henry Kissinger's directive to develop these things, and through the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, supplied by the Nixon White House official named Roy Ash, his company was Litton Bionetics. They created the vaccines from the Merck Company. The CDC played a role in developing the vaccine, hepatitis B vaccine, given to gay men in New York City, blacks in Central Africa. That absolutely slam dunk evidence proves that this was what triggered the international AIDS pandemic. Now, for the media to not be focusing on that, millions of people dying, and they're going to go right along, play the same old political nonsense games that they're playing. This is genocide, and it's got to stop.
And even Al Sharpton's criticizing Wright for talking about Tuskegee. I mean, they just deny all this to their faces. But I guess Margaret Sanger went and hired W.E.B. Du Bois and others to go, as she said, we can't let the blacks know we want to exterminate them. By the way, that's an exact quote. So we've, the head of the Soap Foundation, was at Colgate, he's giving me money to go hire the blacks as our fronts. And I just think it's shameful.
Disgusting. disgustingly. It makes you nauseous. And the fact that they have black men and women who could watch their own people and millions of others, various races, die without actually benefiting, not necessarily just keeping their mouth shut, but actually being part of the conspiracy of silence that is literally allowing this genocide to continue. This is despicable. It is beyond human. It is alien to any kind of loving person.
But they claim it's end justifies the means for the greater good of the earth and the elite. G.O.R. Griffin, your take on this?
Well, yeah, that's how they justify all of these insane programs. So we have to sacrifice a few people along the way, a few hundred thousand people or a few million people. Look at the great benefit that comes out of this. You know, we've got population control now. So it's in the long run, they claim that they're quite humanitarian.
In lieswetrust.com, Dr. Horowitz is on for a full hour tomorrow with us to really break down the documents and go through this and talk about his new film. Dr. Horowitz, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys. Bye.
We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, bye.
Yeah, I thought we'd bring you that newsmaker there. G.O.R. Griffin, I mean, for the average person out there, it's hard for them. They judge the world according to their social mores. They don't understand that the elite have stated what they're doing. I keep using this example because there's hundreds of them to use, but one of the prominent biology professors at the University of Texas here in Austin, Dr. Pianca, 2 years ago, came out and gave a speech at the Texas Academy of Sciences. He's gotten awards in Europe from prestigious universities. He said, we need to kill 90%. I can't wait till Ebola gets airborne. And he showed a PowerPoint of skulls. And he dressed, he on his own website, on the UT website, he dresses as a druid and talks about how he loves Lucifer. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, these people are just totally insane, but they've got power. But the news is that two different papers reported what shocked scientists in attendance was 95% standing ovation. Not at the end, but repeatedly when he said that everyone needs to die. And then I had his graduate students, and I'd tracked who they were. I'd Google their name afterwards, and they'd say, here's my online, you know, this is why I got a doctorate in. They'd be running, you know, bio laboratories and level 3 weapons labs. And you know, you'd go, my God, it'd be young women, men. And they're like, he is not extreme enough. We are for total death of the humans. The human is a scourge. And I mean, and it's like, we will soon deal with all of you. And they're in the bio weapons labs, and they're sending me threatening letters with their name. And then I post their pictures saying, look at this person. They gave me, and they freak out on me and threaten me. I mean, because in their own little bubble, it's all kill everyone. Death is wonderful. I mean, I don't think listeners can understand. I'm not joking. These people are dangerous. They're everywhere. G.O.R. Griffin, can you talk about the large, population reduction program? Ted Turner, Prince Philip, all these statements.
Yeah, well, it always comes back to that issue of a greater good for the greater number. And people might say, well, how can that be? If they're planning to get rid of 80 to 90% of the population, that's the greater number right there. Well, what they miss is that it's not really the greater number. The issue is the greater good. And the greater good of the greater number.
And it's the greater good of the elite. They have to survive as guardians because they have the great vision.
And they also, they have the vision of preserving the ecology of the planet. You see, our environment is in danger. So now we get rid of 90%.
Can't wait till we kill these humans.
Yeah, because they'd like to make it seem like the humans are the ones endangering the environment. So now you see the greater good is to preserve planet Earth. And if we have to get rid of human beings, then that is
but
a humanitarian.
But it's beautiful. In fact, he wrote. He was interviewed by TV and newspaper. And he said, "I know my family needs to die first. It's very sad, but it's also beautiful. We're all going to be dead soon. You'll see soon." And the meanwhile, you find out they cooked up Ebola.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, these people need to all be arrested immediately.
Yeah.
And talk about power. We need the power to grow some and get up and stand up against them.
Yeah, it's incredible. The most incredible part is the applause that these people get. And the only reason they get the applause and the endorsement is because the audience is so tuned, so focused on saving the planet against human effect on the planet.
It's horrible to say we have to kill 355,000 people a day, but it's even more horrible not to say it.
Yeah, thank you, Jacques Cousteau. Yeah.
Well, I want to tell all this scum, they need to just, I want to see them all hanging themselves, slitting their own throats. I want to see them jumping off cliffs. Not me and my family. Listen, you bastards, you're not going to kill me without a fight.
Well, amen. I love that.
Let's talk about power. How do we get power?
Well, we get power the same way we lost it. And the way we lost it in this country, let's talk about that. is not because somebody showed up on our shores with uniforms and weapons in their hand and invaded us. It's because they crept into our universities and into our media centers, and they crept into our think tanks, and they crept into our government agencies.
And the big banker foundations funded that infiltration.
Funding that whole thing, creeping into the power centers of society very quietly, unobtrusively, with a mission to control. Now, what are the power centers of society? Well, that's easy. At the top of the list, you'd say political parties, government agencies, you know, labor unions, church organizations. But then you get a little more subtle. You realize that, well, those are media organizations as well, networks, publications, book publishers, and so forth. And then the educational, the universities, the school systems, even at your local state level. You look at the people who are sitting on the boards of directors and the controlling power within all of these groups. 9 chances out of 10, you're going to find people who have this collectivist mentality. Now, it didn't just happen with a flip of the coin. This was not accidental. This was not a random thing. People who believe in this concept know instinctively that they must acquire power over us to force their views on us against our will. And they know that the agency or the engine of force is government. And that's where they go. That's how it happened. We lost our freedoms and we lost control because the agencies of power have been conquered quietly from the inside.
And now they know, and they project it. I mean, they're very sophisticated. They know that they can carry out eugenics programs. It comes out, they're killing people. Then they make it a black-white thing, though it's really against everybody.
Yes.
It's just more of a soft kill in the Western world because they don't want to get caught. They can do a little bit of the harder kills in Africa and Asia where they can cover it up better. UN shows up, gives all the pregnant women shots with the police because they've been paid. They all have miscarriages, and then they can't have babies anymore. That's all admitted. Then they test the vaccine. It's got a very expensive synthetic hormone added that sterilizes them because it was added to the pathogen of the tetanus. I mean, they do this, and the cop just knows he's been given some money. The local mayor just, you know, it's poor villagers who can't fight back. We need to break through the compartmentalization and show their minions what they're part of. So how do we deal with not just taking power, and I want to hear your ideas of getting that power back, and then dismantling their system and building bulwarks against its reemergence, but how do we, they foresaw us fighting back when they really started the squeeze. They tried to handcuff us down before they sucked us dry like a spider gets us tied up first, but they know some of us aren't completely tied up, so they've built FEMA camps, militarized the cops to mindlessly follow orders. They've put the surveillance grid in so when they implode the economy, they can come in and get full control. How do we counter that?
Well, boy, there's so many issues there, Alex. I don't know that I have the answer to all of them or even many of them, but I do know that there is an answer to that question in general. The first step, we mentioned earlier, is to get more people into our ranks. We cannot do it with the numbers we now have. So this business of educating and spreading the word still has a great deal of value. But then after that point, and even now, while we're doing that, we've got to mobilize these people to network with each other. And my solution is that they have to help each other get into these power centers of society. They have to run for office. They have to develop ways and means of raising money to support the candidate.
Is it immoral to be covert about what you plan to do in government? See, that's what they did,
mm-hmm.
and so this is a war. Do we have some of our people go underground, some of our people not associate with us and covertly operate as sleepers who get in? And they, by the way, the government's already warning of that for decades. They've already foreseen that threat, and then not to do illegal things, but to expose all their criminality once we get into power positions. Or is there a danger of being co-opted and selling out if you get in that nest?
My answer to that is you don't even need to deal with the ethical question.
Well, the electronic voting machines, see, it's almost like you've got to cheat to get in there.
Well,
cheating.
My answer to that is it's never strategically right or ethically right to be deceitful. Never.
That's why I was asking. I never do it. I'm just like a bull in a china shop.
Yeah.
But I can see strategically then that gives them a big advantage because they can lie. But in the end, that's why they're discredited because they
That's right. We have the advantage because we don't lie. That is, being always and not having to worry about what lie you told last is a tremendous advantage.
Absolutely.
Just say it the way it really is. I don't think we need to resort to those methods. So anyway, the step is we've got to get networked together. We've got to help each other get into these power centers and be prepared to do battle. Now, right now, there's a perfect example of that. There are these Ron Paul groups that are struggling to get their delegates seated at the various state nominating committees and conventions. And they're being just learning now what the reality of political life is.
They go vote for Paul, and the head people say, no, you can't.
Yeah, they can't, yeah.
And what if they put their energy into cadres of fighting NAU? I've said Paul should tell them, give them work to do, and give them ideas where they can actually bear some fruit.
Well, also, that I think they need to be prepared to face this kind of opposition within these Republican groups. For example, right now, I was talking with a few people just the other day. They said, well, they broke the rules during the convention. They actually broke their rules. And I said to them, well, of course they did. What are rules to these people?
And so, just engaging, yeah. All of you out there, engaging and losing is half the battle, because you learn they really are corrupt, and you learn their tricks, and you get smarter each time.
That's right. And so you know that you're dealing with totalitarians. Totalitarians have one moral code, and that's the morality of war. That means there's only one immoral act, and that's to lose. Everything else is moral. That's what we're up against. So what do you do when you're facing people like that? That doesn't mean you have to adopt that morality, but it does mean you have to be prepared for them to do absolutely anything to keep you from winning. And now what you do about that, I cannot give advice. Let's say that you went to a convention and you knew that if you had a majority vote, you thought that these people might bring thugs in to just physically beat you up and throw you out. That happens. It happens all the time. What do you do about it?
100 years ago, they would mow down labor unions, Pinkerton.
Right. This is as old as history.
Now they run the private prisons.
Yeah. So now what do you do with that? And I know what I would do. I would get all my big sons and say, come on with me. As many big guys as
I
could.
And that's why they got the SWAT teams ready to mow you down and plant bombs on you. So you got to educate people that they're the terrorists first.
That's right. Yeah. So there's no simple answer, is there? But we do have to
be aware. That really does come down to it. This country had a lot of freedom. We haven't been perfect because people were willing to kill. And there was a rule. You mess with me, I'm going to kill you. That's why down here in Texas, when the old Texans, there wasn't a lot of cheating and stealing going on, because you mess with somebody's daughter or you cheat somebody, they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, just 50, 60 years ago, people would kill you around here. Now we've been gelded and ninnied, so there's more corruption. But it used to, I remember the stories. I had grandpas and great-grandpas and people who went and killed people. You cheat them, they're just going to kill you, and nothing's really done about it.
Yeah, it didn't happen very often because that was the consequence. And then in the pioneer days, when just about everybody had a six-shooter strapped to their hip, there was very little crime, obviously. Now, contrary to what you see in the Western movies.
Well, here's an example. Let's say you rob somebody's cotton shipment being taken down by wagons. This is, my great-great-great-grandpa Johnson. If somebody did rob the people bringing that thing, they would spend whatever it took to track them down and kill them.
Yeah.
And so it's just people took things seriously, and the police used to. Hey, look, we used to have 300,000 cops 15 years ago. If your house got robbed, they'd come out. Now we have 2 million. They won't come out to your house. We're going to continue during this break on the InfoWars streams. Come over to InfoWars. Listen right now.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. Protect your family.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine. Look, I said I'd take calls. And I haven't. And I'm not going to have time to. I'm sorry, everybody. We're going to go about 5 minutes into the next hour, but I have a meeting I have to be at 10 after, so we can't go too much overdrive. G. Edward Griffin is going to be speaking tonight at the University of Texas, and that is in the Jester Dormitory. It's a large area of large classrooms that hold like 400 people apiece. They may even be in one of the bigger ones. You can go to PNAC Citizen or go to BraveNewBooks.com. They have a link over there where you can find it all for yourself as well. And G. Edward Griffin, I'm really impressed with this interview today. I mean, it's really gone well being face-to-face with you.
Thank you.
I want to, in the next few months, have you back on for maybe 2-3 hours to really get into solutions and Freedom Force International and the types of moral power we can take on to tear down their major structures. And then, as I said, a much more limited government to guard against that, because the pure anarchists don't understand in even bands of 5-6 nomadic humans, you're going to have a leader. And, right. and so you're always going to have centralization. Anarchy only goes on for about 5 hours. And then right. Law of the Jungle comes in. We need the good people, as Thomas Jefferson said, need to band together for limited government as a bulwark against the state and against organized crime. And I want to get more of your comments on that.
Well, boy, you go over so many things so fast, Alex, I can hardly keep track. All I can remember is the last thing you said, which is so true. Anarchy doesn't last. You said 5 hours. Okay, I would say 5 days, but what difference does that make? In conditions of anarchy, always the guy with the biggest muscle, the biggest fist, or the biggest weapon winds up dominating.
King
the
Rad.
System. King Rad, yeah. And so when you talk about this political spectrum supposedly between total government on one end and zero government on the other, and you talk about gradients in between, what you're really talking about is if you take the ends of this and bend them up and you make a circle out of it, so that instead of a straight line, you've bent that straight line up and now it's a circle, and you see that the end of the line that represents zero government is now touching the other end of the line that represents total government. And that is what you're talking about, because under conditions of anarchy, in an instant, you step over that line and you are subject completely to the totalitarian dictatorship of the person with the biggest fist or the biggest weapon.
And then it's Escape from New York. He's the Duke. He's a number one. I mean, it just happens like that. And yeah. That's what these. But, you know, when you really watch these mainline anarchist groups, I don't mean they're followers. It's all foundation funded. They hire them. Limbaugh's called for riots in Denver. So is Recreate, 68 subgroups. Again, they want to bring, and you find out a lot of these anarchists claim they're anarchists, but then they'll tell you they're communist. And so that's really the new cover for them.
Yes. Well, they're Marxists, Leninists, because they're remembering that old line about Marx, that the state will wither away.
They actually believe that, that under conditions of mature socialism, Marx taught, well, then mankind will have been reconditioned and retrained, and all of these evil characteristics have been weeded out, and now we can live in perfect harmony with
each other.
But
really, it manifests 10 times worse.
Much worse, because there's always this leadership group. They call it the Communist Party or the Vanguard or the Proletariat. Mm-hmm. There's always a leader for that.
The Central Committee.
The Central Committee.
But the utopia is never working because of the evil group that still has freedom across the road.
That's right. So they always have to have an enemy. So I think they're drawing this from the idea that the state somehow will wither away, and then people will live in peace without any government regulation of any kind. And it's a myth. It's totally contrary to human nature.
Actually, we are going to now go into 6-7 minutes of overdrive. I know I have an important call coming in, too, so we'll line that up outside. G. Edward Griffin is our guest. We'll say bye to the Genesis audience now. He'll be speaking UT campus, 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. Jester Dorm Room A121A, or go to PNAC. It's PNACitizen.org or freedom-force.org. Tonight, UT, 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. I'm out of time. Be sure and support us. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Buy the documentaries. Get them out, folks. God bless you all. We now go into overdrive on the internet streams at InfoWars.com. Got to go there to hear the last 8 minutes at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a 2-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only 2 choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Are you worried about your credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates.